It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me in the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps up.
The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Professional.
Uber professional.
Yeah!
Am I in there? How am I?
Well, nobody was here to do mic checks, so I don't know.
What's a mic check?
What is that?
I don't know. What's a tweet?
I got a dog in my balls.
Old man dog balls?
That's
not nice to talk about Lauren in front of her.
I made it.
Just watch your face, hon.
That's the first time she's heard that one.
All right, it's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, we have Matt.
I can't get enough of you, Derek.
All right. We got Steve.
I have a huge, long nose hair that I can't get.
Oops. Pull it. You'll cry like a baby.
Oh, I just did.
Did you?
Yeah, I got... Oh, my God, there's a cluster of them.
Ew. I wish I could see, but Sean is in the way.
Drop it in my soda.
One more time, bro. One more time. Up high, one more time.
And we have Kevin.
Oh,
you got a wire, huh?
No, this goes to your side.
Here. Wow, look at all the people in the chat today.
Oh, I know. There's me, Steve.
It's pretty impressive.
Well, it's a holiday.
I guess because it's a holiday. Yeah, it is a holiday.
The Aristocrats are filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, really. Brunch appears
okay,
Jewish.
Okay, we're
he
good.
He doesn't celebrate this, right?
We're good.
I don't think he does. But I told him on Twitter that he sweats red hair and kosher products.
He does.
My headphones are really short.
Dude, Brian Shapiro is Jewish. He doesn't celebrate Memorial Day.
I just said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in the room.
It's very noisy behind us, and I can't concentrate.
Having their own show.
It is kind of tough. Yeah. One of you two have to figure out a way to tell everyone to shut up.
I got this.
Shut up!
Oh, fuck your show.
Oh, my God.
I got him.
There's a dog on the loose.
Go on, Lucy. Hey, Sean, can you do me a favor?
Does it involve me getting up?
No, well, reaching into your pocket. Oh, never mind.
If I
got my phone right here. I can take a picture of my cluster of nose hairs.
Ew.
Wow. Oh, if I give somebody like $40, can they run to Best Buy and get me a new headset?
You have the one ear?
On top of whatever the... You can keep the change. Put it that way.
And Lucy.
Yeah.
Because this one's only got one ear in it, and it sucks.
Don't you still have the gift card?
God, nobody fucking likes him.
Who?
He's the fucking worst.
Who?
Danny, he's the fucking worst.
Wow. Is he?
Shut up.
I'm really afraid I'm going to hit you in the face with this.
Yeah, that is going to happen.
Because every once in a while, I'll just do that.
There's no need to fear it, because it will
sure
happen.
You've never done that.
When I go on the computer, I'll do this.
Oh, by the way, I am still, it is still trying to post. It's been like four minutes.
That's why nobody's in the chat.
Exactly.
Because you didn't post to Twitter yet.
Not even an exaggeration. Nobody believes
MDW.
The show's on right now.
Nobody believes it.
Say there's an MDW show.
MDW. Memorial Day weekend show?
See, I never knew that was like a common abbreviation.
It's not. I've never heard that before in my life.
It's brand new because it's like cool internet abbreviation.
It's not.
I sat there and looked at it, and I was like, what the hell is it? Well, come on.
All I can think of is WMD.
Yeah, weapons of mass destruction. That's the first thing I thought of, and I was like, wait, no.
Weekends of mass destruction.
I just posted my
wieners of mass destruction.
Wieners of mass destruction.
You got the picture of your...
Wieners of ass destruction.
Yeah, I put it on my Instagram.
Oh, great. So we have like a vintage, like 70s shot of your nose hair.
Yes. The cluster of five or six that I got.
Did it go on Facebook?
This is horrendous.
Negative.
Oh.
Can I get this on the webcam?
Yeah, for those in the webcam, that's what Matt's phone looks like all day here.
Because Matt has a cheap-ass, shitty fucking
phone.
That's
4 minutes now. 4 minutes. My phone is awesome, actually.
Really? How's your Facebook?
It's fine.
How's your Twitter?
It's fine.
Not responsive.
It's a signal that sucks. Because this whole area, I think everybody has Verizon.
It's the area.
And I think that population has to do with signal. Like, who has what carrier in an area.
Really? Think so?
Yeah. What carrier do you have?
AT&T.
Who the fuck still has that?
More people than Verizon.
That's not true.
No.
Bullshit. Verizon is the biggest one, the most popular.
I have AT&T and I have three bars.
I have not three bars. And every phone that I've ever had has not gotten signal.
I have not three bars.
I have Verizon and have a full bar.
Sprint, three bars.
Damn. Let's see what I got right now.
Damn.
I got one bar.
I want to go to a bar.
Yeah.
There's a bucket full of beer in the back of the room.
We should take the bucket full of beer and put it outside. Maybe everyone will follow.
Yeah, good.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. It'd be like we'll be like the Pied Piper of Hazlitt here.
I actually texted Jamie. I said, throw some cake pops outside.
Yeah, just chuck them in the woods.
All right, I'm just going to kill all these apps. Too many apps.
Kill those apps.
Oh, man.
Apps killed.
Hey, Steve. Kev.
Yes.
Let's try this
Does
again.
Does Biggs with James look like a giant St. Paddy's Day celebration?
St. Splatchit's Day. This is ridiculous. We still only have three people in the chat, and that also equates to zero.
Yes, because it's just us.
All right, let's try this
again.
That's
all right. That means everyone's going to download it, right?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Downloads are
one bar. One bar.
You
one
got
bar.
It?
One bar. Nope.
Most people probably have off work tomorrow. Nope. So they're
They're
partying tonight.
Nope.
And they're going to listen to the show when they're all hungover tomorrow.
So that means we should have a stellar fucking show today for them.
We should. And I think we've already started off with a bang.
Oh, well, yeah, as long as people can ignore the peanut gallery.
I can't.
We're on the right foot. I think we're going.
I'm on the left foot.
In my eyes, I told them to shut up, didn't you?
Let's just
post it to Facebook so it got through to Twitter, guys. It got through to Twitter.
Nice.
Oh, thank God.
Got through to Twitter. And I'm on H+, so it's like, that's 4G, baby.
Bro, I'm on H+.
If I could put a spin on
the
people
yes.
talking behind you,
yes.
it's as if there's a chat room, but an actual chat room.
It is. It's a chatty room.
To me, it gives me this like internet cafe kind of feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're actually not at the regular place today. We're in a studio.
Let's just pretend we're at some kind of con.
A what?
A con.
Like you mean like
well, if we were at like some kind of con.
Like a Comic-Con?
Like a Comic-Con.
Well, if we were,
like
then you would hear absolutely nothing because no one goes to those.
Like the top person.
Wow, that is absolutely untrue.
Couldn't be further from the
truth. Couldn't be further.
There's plenty of LARPers.
Literally. Matt, what, million?
Easily a year there's a million people that come.
Just San Diego.
Just San Diego.
Which is a week long.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
See, people show up in really dumb outfits with like spandex and stuff. And
yeah,
they try to pretend that they're doing stuff. Oh, wait.
A lot of fat chicks dressing up as Harley Quinn.
Is the favorite person in that group called a King Con?
Nope.
Which one's your mic so I can shout
out? Do us a favor and jump off a bridge.
The favorite person.
The one thing I just learned actually about Comic Cons is they get paid to do that.
What are you
the people
about?
That dress up as Superman.
Some. No,
only
no.
the really good
the
ones.
The fat, ugly ones are
two
just
people
absolutely.
You're going to ask. There's absolutely. Two people in the world you're going to ask. It's going to be Derek and Matt, so I got to hear it.
Well, no, they have, what are they called, the girls that dress up?
Whores?
No, they have a name for them, the girls that dress
one
up
time, time.
And cosplay and walk the floor.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot what it is, but actually my neighbor just offered me to get a portfolio done, and he would get me booked into them. So.
Yeah.
And they get paid.
Really? But
yeah, but
Captain America?
For the week, yeah, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, come see Steve
But for the
Rogers.
Week-long ones, they're getting paid like $1,200 a day.
Yeah, but if
what?
You see an attractive girl doing cosplay, they're under contract with somebody. They're
yes.
not there on their own.
They're at $1,200 a day, Steve. I don't think I would ever pay you $1,200
a day. Attractive
girl
under contract or born a man?
Yes,
possibly.
Yes. Yeah. Like and if they were, I'll find them, goddammit.
That's right, because he'll show us their picture yes. On the TV. He does that.
That was the running gag for a while. Every time I
put
a woman
still
up,
going. It's not a running gag for a while.
Every time I put a picture up of a woman, she ended up being a man.
Four out of five yeah. women.
It wasn't
four
a
to five
it
men.
Was on purpose.
Women.
He doesn't tell us until we all say, "Oh, dude, she's fucking hot."
Oh my god, well, is that chick have a boner?
It ruined that Miss Canada story because I put a picture up, and everyone's like, "Oh, she's a guy."
Really?
Derek's oh, yeah. showing it to us. It must be a guy.
Yeah,
you went to the well, my friend.
She actually
too
just
many
lost,
times.
By the way.
Did she?
Yeah, she good. Finally didn't make it through the to the finals.
Yeah.
Fuck that it. Story blew up after.
Yeah, it did.
I'd like to credit us with that.
I would too
for breaking it.
That's the first place I heard it, and it went all over.
Thank God she lost.
There's a story that's breaking today that I
cunt.
Hope that you have.
What's by that you mean a news story went okay. This podcast did a horrible thing on this lady, so let's do it better.
Wow. Well, there's an awesome story that's breaking today about a guy that was shot by cops that was eating a victim's face.
I have that.
I just
story.
Saw it on yes. my Facebook feed.
I don't really know anything else but that.
Well, let's
wait.
Let's
so he's sitting there and he's just like, "Well, this nose is great." And then,
yeah, he killed
exactly.
somebody and started eating
pop.
Their face.
Oh, the nose.
Oh, that beats my story about the 835-pound girl.
You guys should try some of this.
What?
You guys should try this forehead.
800? You yeah. sent it to me?
Yeah. Yeah, she just won the heavyweight title for NWS.
Heavyweight.
Yeah, she beat me. Okay, you were looking around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
Are okay. We, well, I'm going to do this first.
All right, let's break this. I don't know anything who about it. It. All I saw was a picture and the title. I'm like, sent.
Okay. You okay? Georgia Davis, 835-pound teen. She was cut out of her house in the UK.
She's pretty hot.
She is pretty hot. She is 60 stone mm-hmm. or 840 pounds.
Where's her picture?
Her picture is...
Oh, boy.
Wait,
whoa.
Right here.
Exactly how much is she?
840 pounds.
Or what, she is stone? Fucking hot.
She's probably hot and sweaty.
For hot, for 840, yeah.
Guys, which one of those fucking folds would you stick your dick in?
I don't know.
You know what I'd like to do so to her? I'd like to...
Never see it again, no matter what.
You know what's sweet is, like, you could feel her tit from behind her. How come she only has one tit? And
yeah,
it's like
I don't think that she has any. Who knew you could hit the second base by doing a back rub?
She's the ultimate flatso. Look, she's got nothing.
Actually, her right tit is coming out behind her elbow right
yeah.
now.
Is that it down there? Yeah. Yeah. I want to jump off a two-story building and just land on top of her.
Wow. That side boob?
That would be the most heavenly
landing.
Looks
like she's got, like, four of them on her arms.
Did you say side boob?
Side boob.
That's circumference boob.
Her whole body is a side boob.
I always get a kick out of people who get so fat that they start to get their arms look like they're babies again.
Yes. It's baby fat.
Either that or it looks like somebody's wrapping them up it's like a tenderloin.
And then
Michelin arms.
Then when it also starts to look like their elbow is eating their forearm.
Like one day it's just going to overtake it.
If I was that big, I would use that as a defense
why
mechanism.
Why do I feel like this picture is her on some kind of daytime talk show?
Oh, you know what
I
this think is?
It
is.
That's what she's on.
No, that's a Comic-Con, and she's there as the Michelin Man.
Yeah.
She's there as the Blob.
She's actually the ghost from the end of Ghostbusters.
But she doesn't get paid $1,200
a day. That would be the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
In money. She gets $1,200
really?
Pounds of food.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Everybody knows
what?
That.
I saw Ghostbusters like twice.
She gets 1,200 pounds of Kit Kats a day.
Why would it take more than one time to know what he's called?
He's the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.
Stay Puff.
Stay Puffed.
I had no idea.
Well, there's a video here. Let's.
Oh, boy.
Check oh, out the my video. God.
Yes.
Is that her boyfriend?
Oh,
can't hear anything.
Sorry.
In her first TV interview, we speak exclusively with 17-year-old Georgia Davis, who wears over 40
17?
Stone.
Today, she talks about the truth.
Oh, my
and why
God.
She's now determined to beat her binge-eating battle once and for
binge-eating
all.
Binge-eating battle.
Story
no it. Laser pointers
you know, that
or
wasn't
pens.
A, that wasn't a still picture. She was moving.
Yeah.
This is quite a long video. So.
Is it?
That's like a half hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, how long is it? 15 minutes.
Oh, F that. Let's just get to her.
The music's pretty sweet.
Dancing with glee. Oh, look, that's where they bathe her.
Spiritual boy. Need some pre-production.
I just want to dip her.
That Betty White?
And yeah. just deep fry her.
There we go.
Hello.
There we go. It's loading.
Oh, this is...
somebody is, like, fast-forwarding past
once
all the fat
home,
parts.
Her weight ballooned again the last
oh
2 years.
Oh, my God.
She has doubled to... 40
she's like, yep.
I think I went to junior prom with her.
He, in a nice way, just said, bitch, you are
what
huge.
What are her hands in? She has like a little trough. To like
Georgia, why did it it's crumb catcher.
It's for food that misses her mouth.
Nothing misses her mouth.
A food issue. The first day I noticed it was when the first day I came back. I had all these plans to continue.
It's Frankie Stakino from Boy Meets World.
At home.
Sure.
And
as if the 6 pounds matters. Go, right, 40 stones, 6 pounds.
I had nothing healthy.
How come people this big have lisps?
Oh, she's English.
Because they're eating their cheeks. That's
yeah,
why.
Well, because your cheeks are devouring her face.
This is going to be a lot harder than I ever thought it would be.
What is she doing with her
Everybody
shirt?
Will have an opinion of you, but on meeting you and sitting here, I realize that it doesn't matter if you're your size, you're my size.
She looks like a beanbag chair with a bad wig.
Overweight. The same questions and the same predicaments apply. And Steve, I could see Georgia talking there.
Yeah.
And you were just
itching. You know the worst
part
about her is her fucking hair.
Straight away as to how this applies.
You know what the worst part about her is the extra 900 pounds.
Yeah. 900.
The problem that you will say is that once they've lost all the weight, whether that's through a deprivation,
I bet her neck tastes like pork
counting, all the rest of it.
This guy's a life coach? He's got he's like balding on the side of his head.
Are those pockets in her shirt, or is she just...
I don't know.
What's going on with her?
Where'd the sound go?
I turned it down because I didn't feel like you're in a life coach.
What do you do for a living? I'm a life coach.
I'm a life coach.
It seems like I feel like that's just a way of saying like I'm a therapist, but you don't need a certification.
I'm a bad beard owner.
I'm a therapist who learned everything online.
I use too much hair product.
You know what she looks like? There was a wrestler by the name of Giant Haystacks.
Yeah.
Also known as the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
And that's kind of
no
what
relation
she
to
me.
Haystacks Calhoun?
No.
No.
Just giant
just another
haystacks.
Big fat guy yeah. who wore
oh,
overalls.
No relation.
But his hair
I'm
was
surprised
exactly
that
the
they're
same.
Not related. I mean, that's not a very common name.
No, it's not.
The Haystacks.
What a dumb name. Giant Haystacks.
Well, Giant Haystacks. Oh. Yeah, because...
Well, there was Haystacks Calhoun, and then there was the guy who eventually became Loch Ness, who was like 7 feet tall and still like 1,000 pounds.
1,000.
His name was Nessie for short.
Oh, Nessie.
This.
Okay, so would you?
I'm a life coach.
Yeah, the question is, would you?
Yeah, Steve.
Oh, no, no one's gonna sleep with my life coach partner.
I gotta admit, that's the line I wouldn't cross.
Really? We found her.
800's okay. 35 is just tipping the scale.
I'm just picturing her fucking nasty mossy bush.
Oh,
and throwing up.
She can't reach it. She can't groom it at all.
I'm gonna get super graphic right now.
She can't soap it.
She's got to clean it with a toilet brush.
Really?
She just
imagines you got her legs up and she just peels it apart and just like Velcro.
I'll wash myself with a rag on a stick.
You know that her labia is soaked in her piss all day.
Oh,
That's serious.
Start lapping.
I wonder if she can walk.
Well, the story on her is...
They took the roof off that set.
Pretty much.
Raise the roof.
Emergency workers who needed to take an obese teenager from her home to a hospital in Wales had to break through a wall of the residence to get her out
Wales.
And into him.
The fat
so
broad
she's probably, she's probably down like 100 pounds on that show.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, where do you live? Wales.
you don't. What do you travel with?
Like you say.
We're not looking for your lineage. We're looking for where you live.
I used to weigh 930 pounds. And you're like, oh, gross. And just, I lost 100 pounds. Like, shit.
Yeah, she lost it somewhere under her armpit.
It just crawled away somewhere.
Oh, there it is. And she just gets a little fatter and shakes.
She lifts her arms and another roll just pops out.
Boom.
Whoops. So that's pretty gross.
To rescue on the second floor of the small house on Thursday, use
what was she doing
scaffolding.
On the second floor?
I don't know.
They use scaffolding to pick this fat
yeah,
bitch
yeah, scaffolding.
What?
Use scaffolding as a ramp to lower the woman onto the ground level.
I actually heard that the way they got her out of there is they had Indiana Jones run out her front door real fast.
She was sleeping, and he took her bag of crisps, and then she started rolling after him.
Just picture Indiana Jones running down a residential street, and you see this fat bitch just rolling after him. And then he finds some sewer and falls, and she rolls over top.
She's just in her blue-sleeved muumuu just rolling.
He takes her potato chips and like tries to real quick replace it with like apple slices.
A sack of carrot slices.
What? Baked Lays.
Yeah.
So one more guys.
One more.
Yeah, one more chat. One more.
One more.
One more.
One more time.
Oh.
So who do we got in the chat now?
You know what's funny? There's no one in the chat but us, and we are still typing
to
each other.
Did you not know that it's WMD?
Is the chat broken? Like, it's not working, right? That's I guess why it's not being there?
I'm guessing.
You think everybody really has lives?
Like, no.
Why would they listen to us every week if they weren't going to be here? Like,
if
just
I listened
tomorrow,
every
then.
Week, which I do, I canceled every Memorial Day plan I had to be here, and
you
everyone else should have as well.
You had none.
I am surprised that there's no Brian Shapiro.
What was you were going to watch Lizzo and Stitch? Was that what you were going to do?
Nah, today was...
No, he was just going to YouTube the music from it.
Yeah.
Just the music, Brian. One more time.
YouTube the soundtrack.
I think Brian Shapiro's dead.
Actually, no, you know
really?
What it is?
It must be.
This is Memorial Day, and like, you know, Anne Frank died during a war.
Oh.
Something like that.
MJ's right there. Come on. Oh. I don't want him to start crying.
Anne Frank was
MJ
a work.
And AF.
Anne Frank was a work.
We're making fun of your
get the,
Anne
get
Frank.
Get that t-shirt made now.
She existed, damn it.
She existed. MJ loves Anne Frank.
She existed
MJ
up until
and the wrestling guy from Tosh.0. It's still real to me, damn it.
Yes, that guy.
But this is about Anne Frank.
From that, Tosh, guy's, that guy from has like a website. O?
Yes.
He's got a website. He's got t-shirts. Mm-hmm. He went all in on that. It's still real to me.
Yeah.
He really did.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Hey, if only Chocolate Rain had that type of sense, business sensibility.
Oh, it's my gosh.
He did. He made t-shirts and stuff.
Get out of here.
He did. Did he make money,
how do I not have a Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain?
Kevin,
I bet you could
do
find
not
it.
Buy one. Your birthday is next month. Guess what you're getting? Big bag of Skittles.
Hey, I don't like Skittles.
Really?
I don't. I'm not a fan of Skittles.
What are you, AIDS?
I just never. It's too chewy.
Skittles? Are you serious right now?
I'm not a fan.
Skittles are my favorite goddamn candy in the world.
Do we have to get into candy now, too?
We don't need to use the Lord's name in vain.
Sorry.
You know what I like
Skittles?
What?
I love Skittles.
I like taking Skittles and then just, like, squeezing them until they crush in.
If I have time where I'm just sitting there with them, I crush a bunch of them.
If I have time.
And then eat them.
What?
It's fantastic.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, right? You just take them and then, like, you feel like it's never going to happen. And all of a sudden, it's just like, there it goes.
And it's with every one of them. You just kind of...
You just reminded me.
You feel like you're ice in Alaska.
Yeah.
I think it was my freshman year. There was a dude who was a junior that sat at my table at lunchtime, and he would buy Skittles every day and just press every single one with his thumb against the table, and then once they're as flat as possible, he would eat them.
Wow. Great kid.
It's gross.
With a knife and fork.
Just the smartest dude in the world.
No, you fucking idiot.
He knows how to eat Skittles. Shut up, Steve.
Who eats Skittles with a knife and fork? What are you, stupid?
I actually suck on my Skittles until the color's gone.
Wow. See, I hate people like you because if I don't want to suck on a Skittle, I want to fucking put it in my mouth and eat it.
Damn.
Well, I'm eating it. I'm just
and
slowly
not one
digesting.
At a time. I
Steve's
can't
just trying to do whatever he can to get rid of the colors.
Got a visitor, Steve.
I read a story online about a guy that would take M&M's, two of them together, and press them together as hard as he could until one of them broke, and then he would eat it. And then whoever survived, he would... pit him against another one.
So he made like a fucking
really?
300
until he
tournament.
Had, yeah, until he had one left, and that was the strongest M&M.
M&M tournament.
Yeah, that
he
was the strongest M&M, and he would keep it.
I got a feeling that this guy was either really awesome to hang out with or probably the most obnoxious person you could ever
I'm going
to
go with obnoxious, being as you put it on the internet.
Well,
otherwise, you would just be going around telling
M&M
all his
M&M battle.
Yes.
A very long time ago, we talked about bizarre eating... OCD habits.
Going
back to the old show.
I got one for you real quick.
Our own personal?
On the show. Well, in general.
Oh.
But, all right, go ahead.
My sister eats peas. I don't eat peas, but she eats peas. And you know how a normal person would like grab with a fork or a spoon and, you know, eat them all at once? She eats them one by one. Has to squish every one of them.
Peas?
And then eat it. I swear to you. It's the weirdest
it
thing.
It must take forever.
It does. So
your parents don't cook anymore, I hope.
Oh, she's married.
How did she get married?
I don't know. Can you imagine at a restaurant? Just
that's horrendous.
And
I would
just,
never let her eat peas.
It wouldn't be like just kind of on a plate. She would hold it right in front of her face. And
like if I went to dinner with her and she like ordered something, can I get a side of peas? Okay.
No, no, absolutely not. Don't you dare. I have work in the morning.
So we would say that she's always like super strong. So we called her like her name's Megan. So we call her Megan on gas. So eventually she just became Mog. Gas being a slang term for steroids,
yes.
So we just call her Mog.
So now I'm sitting next to Saw. Great. If I was eating with her and there was peas present, I would just slam my fist into the plate of peas, mushing them all ahead of time and say, they're
peas
stupid.
She
I just saved you an hour.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. I'm going to text her and say, I just told your pea story and see what she says.
There was
she's
going to
say, I heard it, Sean on gas.
Yeah, rightly.
There was a story that Christine...
Sean with gas.
That's the best compliment in the world. I love you.
Christine Tripp.
It's because of the pimples
told.
On your left shoulder.
about how she would
just
eat,
sweat a lot.
I think it was SpaghettiOs or Chef Boyardee or whatever, SpaghettiOs, something like that, with the meatballs, and how she could only eat them if there was, I think, 20 in a can. She said there was between 19 and 21.
And who said that? I'm sorry?
I think it was Christine Tripp-Dees.
Oh.
Yeah, and she said that if there was 21, she would have to, like, give the extra meatball to someone. Like, literally, she would call a friend over, can you eat this meatball? And if there was 19, she would throw it out.
She couldn't just cut a
meatball.
Well,
with a name like Christine Tripp-Dees.
Tripp-Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
I don't think that that was her given name.
Oh, well, but
that I don't think that
name,
was her birth name.
It would sound like
it's Greek or something. Tripp-Dees.
Tripp-Dees.
Tony Truckamunchkin.
I just tried to text her. I said, I just told a story about you on a podcast about how you eat, and I meant to write peas, but I accidentally wrote people. Because autocorrect.
Okay. You just lost a sister.
Yeah. So I had to like resend it real quick.
I hear she eats them by their face.
Oh. Was she pulled around? Did a cop find her today?
What a segue.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Why?
Well, do we have any other weird? Do you guys have any weird eating habits? You got to do something stupid.
I chew and swallow?
I honestly can't think of anything.
I can't eat just mashed potatoes and just corn. They have to be together.
Really? Like,
see, I'm
mixed.
The complete opposite. I cannot mix.
Oh, no.
Foods.
Nothing else can touch. Nothing, and that's another thing. Nothing else can touch on my plate, but mashed potatoes and corn have to go together.
Why?
I don't know.
And hot dogs and cheese.
Oh, why is this not a common thing?
I can eat corn, but I prefer not to. So, like, if corn touches anything that I'm eating, it's got to go.
The whole thing, corn. Or can you just?
I'll like cut off the edge, but I don't eat
corn.
Like, I'm
it.
Not a fan of corn, but I yeah. will eat it.
I like the way corn feels on the way out.
I like corn. I can do corn.
Especially if
you
have an itch.
It's like anal beads, I'm not going to make it because it's such a pain in the ass to make because it takes like 20 minutes for me because my gas is so bad on my stove. I put them in a little pot and I say, okay, just sit there and warm up.
It's not cycling right
and
now.
I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Did somebody fart?
Oh, it's cycle.
But
it's probably me.
Yeah, I can't. And my mashed potatoes, no clumps.
No, absolutely no lumps.
No fuck.
My whole family knows that.
Sherman. I like my smooth. Plumps, you know?
Uh-huh. My aunt makes awesome golden mashed potatoes. No
ooh,
lumps.
That sounds good.
Golden, as you can tell from Matt's upper torso.
Yep.
I tell my lovely Italian little mother, Mama Oceans. I say, Mama Oceans, for every lump I
she's
find,
Kev's favorite.
I'm going to kill you. So
that
no
many
lumps.
Times.
So what? Wait, what if? So how do you kill her more than once? Then
no, I'll bring her back.
All right.
Trust me, I'm CPR certified. I'm sure I can bring her back.
Okay.
And fitness certified.
I have a card. Oh, I am. High five.
Right, do you have any promo videos?
No, I don't.
Lights out.
Oh, but here's a little. Nah, fuck it. Go on.
I've spent this whole time trying to think if I do anything weird with food, and I can't come up with anything.
You don't like mush stuff into your beard and then eat it or anything?
No.
Mayo on my hot dogs.
Mayo and just a cold slice of cheese on hot dogs.
Just cold slice. I don't want it melted. I want the cold slice of cheese and mayo.
Oh,
how do you just eat
dog?
A cold slice of like I can understand a cheese dog, but a cold slice of
normal
Kraft
normal,
individually
like,
wrapped slices of cheese.
Cold cuts, I don't like cheese. I won't eat it plain, but I'll have it on a sandwich.
Wow.
But Kraft singles, because they're all on their own, you can just open them. And they're so fresh, and they taste totally. They're like
they're like the opposite of fresh.
A Kraft single is fresh.
They're so goddamn processed that it just melts in your mouth, and you're just
it actually is easier to digest. But
with my stomach, I don't digest shit. It's,
but I do like
delicious.
Deli cheese.
I like
I
my cheese to
Derek.
Be a molecule off from plastic.
Really,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, it's pretty close to it.
It's great.
It's gotta be deli cheese or no
deli fresh cheese that's like unevenly cut and stuff. Like that's the way out.
You know what you're missing?
The easy peel ones, right?
Yeah.
What?
Where they're stacked? So
no.
Like,
yeah. Kraft singles. You're right.
No, not that shit.
Fuck.
Just cheese.
Deli
just like,
cheese. No, deli cheese. Yeah. But you can get them in like a log.
Yeah, but it has.
And
like
they come in different direction cuts. Yes. So you can just peel them.
Exactly.
I love those.
I've never seen that, but that does sound awesome.
No, it's a little dry.
I'm out.
But it's good though.
Kraft singles are never dry.
Okay.
Never dry. But deli cheese, I will be making like grilled cheese or a sandwich, and I will take a half a piece.
Well, let me ask you this: would you eat cheese? With human flesh.
You really want to get to the story, don't you?
Oh, shit. Well, I thought I had a pretty solid
would
segue.
You know
before.
What? When it comes to human flesh, as long as it's cold, you put some mayo on it.
Well, I was hoping somebody had some really nice, weird things. Lauren, do I do anything weird?
Well, I guess there is one thing I do.
Never mind.
She said, do I want to do anything weird?
So, do I do anything weird when I eat?
Wow.
And besides that, yeah.
Corn and potatoes.
Corn and potatoes.
Yeah. Okay, Steve, fuck you. Matt, fuck
there
you.
There we go. Sure. We got you out of it.
Derek, fuck
close.
You.
Closer.
Just want to say.
There you go.
Also.
Oh, my God.
Because my mother hated me when I was younger. Okay.
Oh.
She used to give
hate you
me.
Anymore.
Oh, no, she still fucking hates me.
Oh, my God.
Language.
She
Derek,
gave
what did you
me
do?
Cheese sandwiches
yeah.
with
out?
Ketchup on top. Like Kraft singles,
yeah,
right?
With ketchup.
With just ketchup. On like
ew.
Two
really?
Slices of bread. That was
cheese
it.
Sandwich?
That was okay. my whole lunch.
Okay,
and
that's
a yuho on the side.
Well, that makes up for it.
Is anybody else
I can't hear you because I don't have headphones on.
But that,
so.
That shows oh. love, the yoho.
That's
oh, yoo-hoo.
She could have given you like an insurer or something.
She what?
An insurer, you know. Insurer.
Are you serious?
She'll never know you did
that.
That
was awesome.
Slim fast.
As if she can't hear it in the room. Like,
I like how it's
it's not like she's behind a glass wall. Well, he farted on the mic. But
No. He didn't fart on his own mic. He grabbed my mic and then farted into it. I don't want to put it up to my mouth. Ew.
It tastes good. I'm fine. You're fine with that.
It's
like ketchup and onions.
It's like a cake pop now.
That?
It's a fart pop.
That ketchup and cheese sandwich is like a really awful version of a happy waitress.
It really is. Yeah. It's
really
an unhappy waitress.
You know what? I can agree with that.
It's an unhappy daughter.
I'm terrified.
Well, it's basically like when we used to go to the diner.
Yeah.
And we get the grilled cheese sandwiches mm-hmm. with the mozzarella in them.
Grilled cheese with mozzarella is
oh
very good.
Oh, my God,
the
it is.
Take apart and dunk it in the ketchup
yes.
and eat it.
Yes.
Like that, but ghetto.
Ghetto.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like.
I mean, I don't want
she makes a little, like she makes a frowny face with the ketchup on.
She writes like, I'll kill you when you sleep.
I don't like the ketchup on my sandwich, but I am totally into the dunking. I dunk all my grilled cheese sandwiches in the ketchup. Delicious.
That's disgusting
yeah.
to me.
It's fucking delicious.
I dunk pork roll, egg, and cheese in honey mustard.
I don't like pork roll.
No! Never. Wow. Pork roll is like God's gift to like heart attacks.
For those who are wondering why Sean is being such a baby, Steve keeps grabbing his mic, shoving it in his ass, and farting on it.
Like within his anus.
Yeah. I'm so uncomfortable.
You should be.
I might kill you tonight.
I just heard that can open, and now I need to go get a can myself.
Tonight when you sleep... I'm gonna
I wish I could have
room.
A can of soda.
Dude, you will be long gone before I'm out.
I'm going to... Why? Is it going to be past 9:30?
No, because I've just mixed beers so for the third time today, so I'm going to be fighting back throwing up for about 4 hours later.
Well, while you sleep tonight, I'm going to come into your room. I'm going to take
Sounds
one of my
hot.
Long pubic hairs, place it on.
Time out, time out. It's 2012 and you have a pubic hair.
Just one.
And you're a younger
one.
Generation than
just
me.
Just one. I keep it around for emergencies
you pee out
like
it.
This.
Just
you,
in case.
And you pee out of it.
No, I... oh, damn it.
I get what you did
I'm
going to
take this one giant pubic hair. As you sleep, place it on your tongue and close your mouth.
That sounds pretty hot.
I bet Sean's got nappy pubes.
Yeah, I think he's got. Yeah, he's got like black fro balls.
Yeah.
And the tip and Sean's tip of his penis is gray because it gets no blood to it.
They're just ashy.
Well, the balls are really ashy.
They're ashy.
Sean's got ashy balls.
Okay, so
back in business.
Hang on, I did think of something that I
okay,
did
go ahead.
I eat with a zombie. Okay, go ahead. Segway.
You're
segue.
A fucking idiot.
Really? That's
Sean's balls are ashy.
That doesn't even make
sense. I don't know if anybody would eat them. I mean, if you were eating a person, would they be ashy? I'd avoid ashy people if I was to eat them.
Definitely.
What kind of people are ashy that you would eat while dead?
I'm just going to pretend all those people are laughing at us.
Like Hulk Hogan?
They think we're so funny.
Oh, wait, they aren't?
This is going to sound awful,
man.
By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Hulk Hogan.
We need to test this during the break.
It's coming for you.
We're just going to name the show Please Don't Download.
And I bet you it'll be the highest downloaded show. I can't believe there's not one person in the chat today.
It's WMD, bro.
Who
Dubs
cares?
MD.
Who cares?
Why are you wearing sunglasses, you fucking idiot?
Because he doesn't want anybody to know that he does this show.
Okay, Miami. The Miami Herald, to be specific.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like yes. Will Smith?
Naked man killed by police near MacArthur Causeway was, quote, eating the face off of his victim.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So this is like
God.
if you were like a tiger and you strolled upon vultures eating a kill.
What?
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Or if no, it's not like that at all. A tiger
which,
is a
which
goddamn
was
animal.
Roy?
This is a human.
No, this is just a butt-naked dude bent over a body just...
Like Resident Evil shit.
Yeah.
Yes. See,
well,
that's more
the opening
realistic.
Line is, it was a scene as creepy as a Hannibal Lecter movie. One man was shot to death by Miami police, and another man is fighting for his life. Oh, my God, he was still alive.
What?
Wow.
After he was attacked and his face allegedly half-eaten by
God.
A naked man.
What?
If you're half alive, how do you not like, roll over and go, get off of me?
How do you? How old was this person? Does it say how old the person was?
I don't know.
Because how do you not have enough willpower to like do everything possible?
Oh,
like,
no,
how do you not have enough adrenaline?
Yeah, especially when adrenaline kicks in, you should be able to lift a helicopter. You can't get somebody off you while they're eating.
Lift a helicopter. Like, you can lift a car.
You can't just slap somebody and go, stop it. Maybe that hurts.
Seriously, like an adrenaline rush can give you the temporary strength. You'll tear every one of your tendons and be hospitalized. You can lift a car.
Maybe he was
like,
just trying
to be... Like, tip a car over.
He's just trying to reason with him. Maybe he's just like, hey, could you just stop eating my face real quick?
Okay, I'm really just getting annoyed.
okay, only eat half. Dude, leave the other half.
Dude, it's starting to hurt.
Just eat the side with the mole, please.
Oh.
Just the side.
What the fuck?
Oh, that wasn't a shot at you.
You're a dick.
That was.
Well, apparently somebody saw this and a cop came, seeing what was happening, ordered the naked man to back away. When he continued the assault, the officer shot him.
Okay. No, it's my face.
I'm hungry. Leave me alone.
Oh, wow. Pretend you run up to this scene. You see a naked guy bent over eating a guy. You take a shot at him. Tell me your first shot is not right at his ass.
Just Yakuza kick him right in the head. Why would you even like?
Yeah.
My first shot's right in his ass, and then I'll pull my gun out.
Why would you even wait? Why would he even say, please get off that, stop eating that man's face? Why would you even consider asking?
Hey. Do you think he's just up at his shoulder, tapping on his shoulder, saying, hey, sir, could you just not do that?
Hey, you, get that ear out of your mouth. Hey.
Maybe it was an 835-pound girl. You just couldn't move her.
I hope there's video. Is there video?
There's really bad surveillance video.
I want to see it.
All you see are a pair of legs.
Of the nibbling?
Yeah, like the bridge is like over them.
I'd like to see like the officer walk up and be like, stop that. And he go like, no. And like hits at him.
Leave me alone.
Or it'd been great if he attacked the cop and started eating him too.
That would have been the.
Wait a minute. It's just like 28 days later.
We should start doing that.
After
like,
this
eating people,
like everybody in this room, will just go eat people.
That's great.
Let's just be a naked gang of people eaters.
Yeah, after we're done laughing at each other, then we can go kill people.
We're the people eaters, and we eat people.
We'll just be the most polite people eaters. Hey, sir,
just lay down, please.
You look pretty down on your luck. Do you mind if you just lay down?
Can we just get that cheek real quick?
Please lay on this plate. I'd like to put some garland and like
garland.
We'll just get like
sir,
drunk
do you
people
have any
out of the
paprika?
Bar.
Is your cologne like paprika?
Garnish.
Garnish.
All right, I got a bit I want to do here.
It's not a fucking Christmas tree.
I got a bit I want to do here. If you were gonna eat somebody, what part are you eating first? Legit.
Calf. I'm going right for calf.
Mm. I think the thigh or buttocks.
Yeah, see, I was picturing you and Matt going for buttocks because it's most meat.
Yeah.
Looking good, calf.
No, I go for calf.
I go straight.
All right, is it like a dead person?
Do I get to cook it?
Fresh kill.
Like I'm hunting this fucker down and just eating what I can.
Yeah, you attack
right?
him and you can eat what you want. Well, yeah,
oh, it's a dude. It's got to be a dude.
Whatever.
Probably going to the back of the neck.
Yeah.
Really? There's not a lot of meat there.
Yeah, but it moves a lot, so it's probably real chewy.
Tender.
I can just picture like a lot of like blackheads and shit back there. I'm going there. Yeah.
I go for like right for the breast.
Oh, why you're not? Talking woman. Oh, is what? That what we were imagining?
No, we're just being serious. No sexual stuff.
Yeah, let's be serious. What would serious. You eat on a person?
Exactly.
Serious inquiries only.
Yeah. If I was gonna eat Kev, I mean a real person, I'd go right for their calves because they look like they'd be full of muscle and nice,
succulent
and
dark meat.
Boom.
Muscle's like chewy, right?
Yeah, muscle's like rubber.
Well, that's what you'd eat.
No,
you can't eat the fat.
Do you ever cut off the part of chicken, or if you eat chicken from the fat, that little like chewy, you can't even break it apart piece?
Well, the bone?
I'm going to just shoot out what I'd go for.
I think
for,
that's called a bone.
And I'm going right for the ribs. That's where I'm going.
I could go for some human ribs right now.
Yes.
I don't know. My thought is like if you got to take them down and then get to the part, like... You're going to have trouble trying to eat the leg.
No.
You're talking like functional. Yeah. You're saying like if I have to actually kill this guy.
No, this is a fresh kill. They're dead, and you're standing around like, okay, now I'm going to go.
You're like a lamprey, and you like.
Then I'm eating cock.
I would bring him down by that. That seems like it would be pretty quick.
No, I'm sneaking up behind. I'm jumping on the back, and I'm taking a big bite out of the back of the neck.
How about you, Matt?
You say it was going for the boobs.
Well, it was chick.
No, it's Kev. We're gonna attack Kevin. All right. What do
Kev,
you mean?
Yeah, go for the
problem. Okay.
Probably
let's
the
all pick now, him right around Kev.
Yeah. Now, if we're going for Derek, now you can go boobs.
Wow. Oh, okay. Aww. Okay. No. Nice. Let's keep this all together. If we're all gonna jump and kill Kevin,
I'm going right for his traps.
Bring it on.
For who?
I'm going to his traps.
I think you
for
know
Derek?
Where I go on Kevin. I go. No, we're talking Kevin.
I think I would go with one of two places. A.
Testicles.
Nope.
They are full of fucking protein and shit.
calf, like I said. Or B, on Kevin, I would go for the back of the arm from the shoulder down the back of the arm.
So it's deltoids.
Well, including tricep.
Triceps.
Tricep and deltoids.
Okay. All right. And why is that?
There's a lot of stuff there. You know,
about the traps? How about the traps? Whoops, it fell right on your lap.
What did you just do, you pig?
He
just one hit a cake pop.
Is this the only dessert?
So what about you? What are you eating on me, Derek?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I might get your cute little cheek.
Oh.
Just nibble on that for a while.
I'll keep it shaved for you.
Thank you.
All right, so if you guys are going to eat me.
I got to go for Sean's nipple that keeps popping out of his shirt.
Ow!
A little wardrobe malfunction.
So what are you guys going to eat on me? Because that's my turn. My turn.
Nothing. I'm just walking away.
I'm just going to go right for your mythical dong. And see if it's all true.
It's not anymore. I'm 31 now.
Oh, that's right. 31. Everything goes to hell.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sucks up.
Is that true?
I would take a bite out of your arm. In a vain attempt to ruin your tribal tattoos.
Oh.
Just there's that one little spot where there's just...
You know what I would do? I would eat Steve's arm until the ICP tattoo was back. I would eat the shape of the ICP tattoo back into his arm.
Yes.
I never had one of those.
And then take a picture of it.
We're supposed to be getting serious here.
And then I would eat it until the other one shows up.
Nobody else knows what that is.
Whatever that was. I don't know. Some girl's name or something.
So what would you eat if you went after Derek?
I think everyone probably just go for the some gut because you know there's all kinds of good stuff.
Some girl's name. Her name was H. Hitler. No, it wasn't.
I think I would go right for Derek's like side of neck to jawline.
Yeah? My jowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, my face is all dry now.
Derek's pulling at his throat, like trying to like determine
Kev, what would you eat off Derek?
This is a weird. This is butthole.
This is a butthole.
More time.
I think I would go for Derek's breast.
Succulent.
Yeah. All right. Well, this guy
this is,
was going for the face. And after he was shot by the cop, he didn't stop. He kept going away.
So basically...
He really was a zombie then.
Yeah.
He failed to stop after being shot, forcing the officer to continue firing. Witnesses say they heard at least a half a dozen shots.
Damn.
Yeah.
So six bullets.
At least.
Finally,
into this dude.
The sixth one was in the head and killed him like you're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe
why,
it was a
what zombie. What I don't understand is why there were gunshots and why somebody didn't physically try to remove him.
Yeah, like I can picture Sean running up and just giving him a
Kuzi
kick.
Was he armed?
Like, you know,
no, he was naked.
You can't shoot him.
I'll just run for the face and just kick him dead in the face. And go,
they
shot
him like he was a wild animal. Like he was like a wolf or like a friggin'
he might as well
coyote
be.
Or
he
something.
He was eating someone's face.
You don't shoot a person.
Yeah, cannibalizing another person's face doesn't really count as human behavior.
I think
it's safe to shoot him.
No, you don't do that.
Come on,
you
liberal
don't
Matt.
No, you don't. That's like you're trained not to do that.
I don't think there's ever been training on someone eating someone legit.
I took the test, and out of nowhere did it say, "Hey, you little bastard."
Hey, you little bastard.
Whoops. Oops-a-daisy.
Okay, it didn't say that. But it also didn't say, if somebody's eating someone's face, what do? A, shoot them in the face.
Is there a pit bull with the pee filter?
Yes, it took it right off me.
The pit bull filter.
Yeah, it's not working.
MJ just removed it like exactly how you're supposed to.
Wait.
That was picture.
Wait.
Rip and twist?
Guys, we have MJ here. MJ was a police officer.
Was?
Let's find out the protocol.
What happened?
What is the protocol?
Now, MJ.
Okay,
here.
Somebody is naked on a street, okay, naked, eating somebody else's face. And you get called to the scene. What do you do?
Legit.
You walk out of your car and there's some dude naked over another dude and he's eating half his face
what
off.
What is your gut instinct?
Well, the first thing you do is you handcuff him and get him under control and custody. That's
what I do. But No. What we're saying is do you just pull out your sidearm and shoot him?
No.
Okay, what do you do? What's the first thing?
You get him under control and put him under custody.
Yeah, but if you say, hey, stop, fire.
You
stop or my mom will shoot.
You cannot fire on somebody unless they have a gun trying to fire at you first.
Well, it looks like
okay,
Matt
but hang on
right.
a second. Do you hear what we're saying here? There is a zombie There's a naked zombie eating, which may or may not be a black person. We don't know. But they're eating somebody.
Then you shoot him.
You just shoot them.
Then you shoot him first.
Maybe the naked guy had an erection. He thought that he was back in heat, and he was like, that guy's armed.
Boo.
Well, but seriously, like,
thank God that saved me from my old
don't fire on a person
joke.
Ever. There's no reason to ever.
I think
Matt, you're so cool.
I think I would take a running pistol whip to his skull. I wouldn't say anything.
So here's
but you wouldn't
my
say
question.
Stop until he's on the ground unconscious.
No, I wouldn't say stop eating because I'd probably be throwing up. Actually,
here's my question.
Just
because MJ confirmed. That you don't fire at an unarmed person.
Let's also confirm.
Now,
MJ was
wait,
not a cop.
Also, this was in Miami. Remember?
Yes. What were the circumstances aside from this guy nibbling somebody's face?
You're like downplaying it.
What were?
There was a tablecloth around his neck.
Tablecloth bib around his neck with a big lobster on it. What? Like there had to be something else because obviously, you know, this officer knows that you're not supposed to shoot an unarmed person. There had to
maybe
be.
This was like the 10th time he's had to get
really?
This person.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure.
Physically, he had to attempt to stop this physically. So he probably was like, fuck this. I can't get him off him. Now I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah. I think it was really like just he's running towards him. Oh, my God. 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 Just shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. Shoot him. Dead.
If I'm Officer Kevin with a big golden belt buckle with a K on it. And I roll up on the scene.
You have that.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. And there's a man eating another man. I am throwing all the rules out the window.
Caution to the wind.
And I am sodomizing him with my gun.
Whoa. Yelling, fuck this as he runs.
Fuck this. All right, I am getting a knife and fork, and I'm saying make room.
In all seriousness,
save some for me.
In all seriousness, I wouldn't have killed this person. And the reason is, after I drew my gun, and I put two into this person, and it still was going to eat, I would just run, because that's a zombie.
Just shoot him twice, doesn't go down, just yell, fuck it, I'm out.
Well, let's read it here. It says, according to police sources, a road ranger saw a naked man chewing on another man's face and shouted on his loudspeaker for him to back away.
Could you stop doing that, please?
That's offensive.
Please release the face.
A woman also saw the incident and flagged down a police officer who was in the area. The officer, who has not been identified, approached and, seeing what was happening, also ordered the naked man away. When he continued the assault, the officer shot him. After the attacker failed to stop, he kept shooting him and now he's dead.
I guess if it took six shots to kill him, like
six shots.
I guess they were doing warning shots over and over. You know, I guess they get like the ankles, the legs, whatever. Just to make him stop, and he just kept
going. Would
you
have fired in the air, just like warning shots?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to do that, because then eventually the bullet lands somewhere.
On somebody. Who cares? Yeah. It's fucking Miami.
Hmm. True.
You know what? The fact that it's Miami, I could totally believe it, because that Florida heat tends to make people go crazy.
Yeah.
Florida heat.
Yep.
Just straight up go crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Sounds fishy to me.
Look at this dog.
Sounds like there's something else missing. We got beer drinking doggy.
He's feeling it, man. Oh, yeah. Face eating.
So anyway.
Yep, face eating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That would be like a face nook.
What?
What?
Eh? A face nook.
Excuse me?
A nook. Nook is like... Isn't that like a bed and breakfast?
Oh.
It'd be a face nook.
Mm.
Yeah.
Matt, I want to unhear you say that. Can I do that?
Kev, look at Sean.
Just don't listen to the show.
What is going on?
What is on your teeth?
It looks
cake pop?
It looks like he ate shit.
It's a poop pop.
Cake poop.
You do look horrid. I look like a dirty, dirty Arab.
The dictator.
By the way, I saw that last night.
How was it?
Not
he's a
crazy.
Terrorist with a chin strap.
Of course it's horrendous. Any movie like that's been horrendous since fucking they started doing those.
Oh, Borat was pretty funny.
The beginning of those bad movies.
I fell asleep in the first 3 minutes of that shit
movie. Borat?
Yes.
How boring.
I enjoyed
it.
I
see what you did there.
I enjoyed it.
I liked Borat.
This
I just didn't like everyone... quoting it.
Yeah.
No,
like Austin Powers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the
this shirt is not black.
This shirt is black not.
The shirt is black not.
Your teeth are black now.
He is a genuine chocolate face. What is that?
I got an Instagram shot of Sean's nipple.
Oh, boy.
How's it look?
Make sure you make it look real artsy.
Well, just post that and put, like, it's some, like, celebrity's nipple.
Kev, is your dog ever not hungry?
No.
It's okay. A growing
just
dog.
Constantly looking for food.
Back to you,
Lucy. Literally is always hungry.
That's not a good idea, Sean.
Seriously, the dog literally is constantly hungry.
Yes.
All right, enough.
No, that's fine.
Wait, well, she's 6 months old. All right, she's growing. She wants to eat.
All right.
She's gorgeous, though. Look at her.
Oh,
tell me that's not a beautiful dog.
It's a good looking dog.
Hey, while you're down there.
If I didn't have a chick, this dog would get me so laid.
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's ridiculous. True. Every time I walk her, chicks are just all like, look at the dog, look at the dog. And I'm like, fuck me.
Where do you walk the dog, Kevin? Where do you walk the dog?
I don't have to go a block away from my house.
Really?
And I run into, I'll run into a chick, and they'll just be like, oh, look at the dog.
Yeah, man, but it's a Kingsburg chick. Okay.
No, oh, I'm not.
No.
Whoa.
Gotcha.
You're behind the times. I am, once again, for the first time in damn near a decade, a Middletown resident.
Really?
Really?
Damn.
How am I behind the times? Like, last time I talked to you, you lived there.
Live where?
Kingsburg.
What was that, like, a month ago?
Yeah, well,
excuse me. He had a cup
me.
Of coffee there.
Yeah. Well, Derek took off for 6 weeks.
That's true. Yeah, family and all that. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it happens.
But I now, I moved.
Really?
Yeah, I'm now in Middletown.
Oh, it's a lovely place.
What area?
EK?
If you don't mind saying. Oh, East Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah. North Middletown? Oh, East Kingsbury?
Down near Ideal Beach.
Oh, okay.
You know, down the ocean.
Not so ideal
area.
Beach.
Abortion Beach.
Yes. I was coming to your house yesterday, and she said, we were on whatever road that was, and take a right onto your street. She says, oh, take a right. And I said, that would be ideal.
Actually,
like the street and the best idea.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna punch you.
Hey, that abortion beach joke that you made, was that about that baby that washed ashore there?
That would be it.
Just one.
That may or may not be Steve number one's child.
It is.
Oh,
it
yes.
is very possible because
he had sex with this chick that had a real tight pussy, supposedly.
What?
She moved
allegedly.
She moved. Yeah, she moved to New Orleans.
I hope you know.
Not soon after Hurricane Katrina, boom. The baby floated up to the fucking
oh my
god. Yep. And washed ashore.
All the way.
It just had a note on it that said Dada.
Yeah. Because the only people who exist in this world are people we know.
That's it.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I do say abortion beach because a person had a baby, chucked it in the water, and it was a school friend of my sister.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. So. And I know that's not the only instance of somebody deciding that need to, abandon a child into the waters, into the Hudson Bay there.
Abandon child!
there have been some notoriously awful things that have happened on that beach, but among them, abandon dead
babies. You know, just somebody,
style.
Just somebody going, peace be with you, and punting a baby.
Not even. I'm saying, see you later.
Death be with you.
Get out of my face!
Basically.
Yo, I bet I could get this baby to that bridge over there.
Oh, shit.
But you can't.
Here I go.
Splash.
That wasn't a real baby. That was
so, how many viewers are there now in the chat?
And they're actually missing a good one.
Why aren't there? There's no one.
Do you realize it's almost 8 o'clock? Jeez.
We're halfway through.
Yeah. We need to go to break.
Yeah. And we come back from break, we might have a special guest in the studio.
Really? I don't even know about this. What is going on?
Go to break.
Dog is getting a little rough.
Quick, go to break. Quick.
It's a good thing that you can see everything on the
quick.
Ow! Camera so that we know what's going on here.
Kev, why is it mean to that dog? All
right, let's take a break.
Let's go to break.
Go to break.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Thinking about my produce. When are you going to buy it?
I might be dying.
I am worried about Sean.
Don't care. My so Sean, Sean, Kevin.
Oh, you do care. I knew it.
My tongue feels like the coarse side of Velcro.
Yes. Kevin just tried and what is it officially called? Is that the rapper?
Say, Warhead Extreme Sour Lemon.
It is very sour, right?
Did you know?
Okay,
sour lemons.
Where did you get a warhead from?
The acidity is what makes it sour.
Yeah, where did that come
from?
Sorry,
I can't do it.
It came
sour lemons
from my wicked good friend over there.
Who carries? Do you carry warheads? Lord, yeah. Do you carry warheads?
Best friend warheads.
Uh-huh.
Don't feel bad, Sean. I didn't get any.
I'm not worried about that. I just haven't seen warheads since like 1999.
Did you know that the lemons used to make sour warheads are
he can't even do it.
Are washed in the urine of those hippies who used to take a lot of acid in the 60s.
Man, kid, that sucks for your mouth right now.
I love it how, as soon as you start talking, she hits my leg to shut me up. She's like, shh,
shut up, shut up. He's talking.
He's doing it.
What are those things called?
Are you improving this shit or is this legit?
I just improv the sour lemon.
That was pretty fucking good.
She's here. She's here.
Who's here?
Lucy's mommy.
She's here.
Lucy's home?
Oh, shit, there she is.
Lucy, you're home. Hey, Fred.
Fred Mertz wore his pants
washed
in his armpits.
In the urine.
He definitely did.
What was that about?
Hi, I need to put more deodorant on my waistline.
Do more of that guy. He put deodorant on to lubricate his belt.
I'm a 42-inch chest and a 42-inch waist.
Wow. A barrel.
Oh, the dunk.
I knew a kid in middle school who was really fat, and when he would put deodorant on, he would do one arm, and then he would do real sly underneath his boobs going to the other
arm. What?
Yeah. I'm like, do you put deodorant under your boobs? He's like, no, I'm just going from one arm to the other.
You were that asshole that called him out on it.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Do I?
Whoa! Do this.
It's Steve.
And then he would like go like that and then switch hands. So he would
roll
slide.
Holy shit, how like... That's creative.
I actually don't care about this because I do that too.
Do you?
Yeah.
You put deodorant under your boobs?
Why not? Obviously not today though.
Well, no. Because you were sweating
you
like
are
a pig.
Fucking boob sweat. You literally had to put another shirt on.
Not just deodorant. Yeah. That means that under his
Steve, you need more
breasts.
Like,
smell.
That's not all I deodorize either.
Excess sweat.
Steve, you need anti-breastburn.
I do roll deodorant. I do roll deodorant under my chode.
Hey! Hey!
I use baby powder.
Yeah.
Really?
I have.
There are two great things, baby powder and cornstarch.
That's for your nuts.
Cornstarch. Actually, I put it between my nuts
and
my thigh.
That's porn starch.
Porn starch.
I like to sprinkle baking soda between my butt cheeks.
I thought you were going like to bacon. And then I like to deep fry that asshole, Kev.
And then make some cupcakes? What are you doing?
Keep them fresh.
Let's keep it in the kitchen, huh?
Keep them fresh.
Yeah. Your butt cheeks? All right.
And it helps whiten my teeth.
You know what I was doing the other day?
What were you doing, Sean?
Listening to old school WWF theme songs.
Certainly was.
Were you?
Get the F out.
And it was fantastic. What are you?
Beep.
I'm legit getting worried about Sean.
What is wrong with Sean?
He's got a giant rash crawling up his arm. Now it's on the side of his face, and his one eyeball is getting bloodshot.
What are you allergic to?
I don't know.
The dog.
Could be the dog.
Oh.
The dog was probably rubbing up against his arm or scratching him or something before.
I've had dogs my whole life.
Yeah? Guess what? This one you're allergic to.
Oh, that bitch.
Hey,
sorry, Kev.
That's my bitch you're talking about.
Isn't Sheila like a nurse or something?
Sheila, help me!
No, but she's only a nurse.
She's just sitting there texting.
My throat's closing.
She's only a nurse to people with a death rattle.
Get the EpiPen.
people on their last death steps. That's who Sheila takes
there
care
has
of.
To be
your, your fiancé over here is breaking out in all kinds of crap.
I'm dying.
He got hives and shit all in his eyeballs.
Fiancé. It's on my main vein.
It's on his vest. Definitely.
Where's that?
My dick.
He just smoked.
Whoa.
Damn.
You can't be
Mama Oceans
that.
Ain't going to like that.
Neither is.
Damn.
The feds are listening to this.
Wait. Does your mama have a pot leaf on her titty?
Did you know?
It's a rose.
Oh, it's a rose. Oh, then you're in trouble.
What the fuck?
You came over to help me with my rash, not fucking expose me to the world, you dick.
Did you know marijuana has medicinal purposes that have not been approved by the federal government?
Oh, Derek, I've got glaucoma.
Oh, you do?
I've got glaucoma.
Sean, this is legit. This isn't even a joke. Your mole is getting bigger. Like, I'm talking about since the show started.
Is this better?
Can I take a
Did you just take your shirt off to
your
wipe
rash?
Up the urine?
What are you taking a picture of?
What is it?
I want to take a picture of your rash.
Oh, it's beer. Here.
I just, that thing there watch that's watch wrapped out, up, it's probably highly
not
like.
Really.
Like, don't get it wet.
That's why I moved it.
Yeah, okay. That's like live
Dude,
wires.
What the fuck is up with me?
The only thing I'm worried about.
Anyway.
Most of this equipment used to be part of a band, so it's had its share of beer.
Oh, all right.
I was just worried about
oh
that
my
thing.
God.
I don't
Am
know
I
what
dying?
The hell
What's
it
the other
do?
One look like? I'm fucking dying. I'm fucking dying. EpiPen.
Oh, God. Sean's done. Who wants to take his mic?
You have an EpiPen? Should I look at his arm? You want to look at it?
Who are you? Are you a nurse?
Who are you?
Are you a nurse? Are you a doctor?
I've worked in pharmacy for 10 years.
Oh, good. Give me a good prescription.
What about him?
She takes care of all the freaks in Kingsburg.
Help me. What's wrong Jesus. With me?
He's definitely
back, too.
He's definitely allergic to something.
It's enough.
Sometimes that's, when it gets that's hot. From gas.
That's not from gas. It's just hot.
You know, it's only from the oil-based steroids he takes.
Fuck
that's,
you guys.
That's what the backing's from.
Oil-based
wow. steroids.
It just got became like 80 degrees. Did you take it? Are you taking it? I take allergy medicine.
You know, it's Winstrol. It's the meds.
Sean, are you using Androgel, Sean?
It's administered Tuck through off. A syringe.
I'm going to say 1 o'clock. No, it's like a prescription. It's like a prescription version of the little one. What's the
Hashish?
Little one? No.
I have Claritin.
No, Zyrtec. Prescription strength Zyrtec.
Prescription strength Zyrtec.
Your arm's going to have to be amputated.
We might have
Taking
to amputate.
Derek, your fiance is telling me to die.
I'm pretty sure.
You probably are.
I'm pretty sure we're supposed to pee on it. Isn't that like what you do? Somebody's
I'm pretty sure that Lauren just said antihistamine and hydrocortisone.
Derek,
Steve's like, what are you talking
me.
About?
Now I feel like there's something legitimately wrong with
you. You might. Do you have an EpiPen?
If you're on an antihistamine, you should not be breaking out in hives.
Shit.
I'm willing to bet that it's going to fade before the show's over. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it's not hives, it's lesions, and he has AIDS.
Lesions?
Oh. I'm really going to say that. He has the super AIDS. They were in Chicago for a while. Remember them? There was like the super strain of AIDS that were killing people within months.
Super AIDS. I'm going to say I've been doing a pretty fair amount of drinking. My skin's raising in temperature, and that's going on.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody slapped you.
It's a heat rash.
Boom!
It's Shawnee Super AIDS.
It's going on your face now.
You guys all might want to see
I'm not even joking. It's like on your face now.
We can see it moving.
Yeah. What do you want me to do?
What?
No.
Don't look at it.
It's like the creep. It's like crawling like up through his body. It's
much
like
your priest when you were younger, it's coming on your face.
Oh, shit. He's breaking
out. He is.
I'm dying.
Full body hives.
I'm going to leave. I don't want to watch you die.
Oh, and he's done. You guys want his mic?
Wait till we're life.
Life insurance.
Let's go to the Crackle Barrel, more brother.
Time? More time, Sean.
What's the Crackle Barrel?
I don't know.
Wow. Anyway, back all to right. the show.
Yeah, so Sean is dead. Anyway, to more important things, the world's largest dog eyes have been announced.
Yes. Oh,
really?
Yes. From me to that.
I was going to send you this one, but I didn't really...
I don't know. I think he looks kind of cute.
Oh!
What the fuck is that?
He is a Boston Terrier.
That looks like Sean after he told me he had a rash. Can you hold on? You have to do something. You have to do something right now. Can you Google Brian Peppers and bring up a picture?
Oh no!
With the next to that,
who's Brian Peppers?
just bring up a picture of Brian Peppers.
Who is that?
And throw that up next to that.
Sean,
oh,
your rash is going
no,
up your face.
Not this guy.
Oh,
Jesus.
Look at can we get a side-by-side of this dog and Brian Peppers?
If I can find one that doesn't have crap written all over it.
Does anyone see the Jim Ross cerebral palsy in his face?
Yeah, like the R right, his Jim left is like droopy.
Oh, no! Is that a face transplant guy?
I don't know.
Looks like he's got Sean's mole.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yes, it is.
That's not, that's a real person.
That thing is a convicted sex offender.
Who really?
Yes.
Dude, who kicked his face in?
The same goddamn thing. Yeah.
I've seen this guy before, but I didn't know his name. You're like, oh, Brian Peppers.
Yeah, I have no wow.
Do you think Brian Peppers owns that dog?
That would be funny.
Dude, is there audio of this guy's voice?
Imagine them walking down the street together.
Don't they have contests where like owners look like their dogs?
No, they always say that like a dog will start to look like its owner.
Owners buy dogs that kind of resemble them. Sometimes it's like genetic attraction.
They both look so surprised.
You see them walking down the street and you're just like, why? 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 Why?
No, kill them both.
And he's like, nothing.
It's two different.
All right, take it down, please.
No, leave it up.
It's two different species of genetic abomination.
Derek, that dude right there, Peppers, has to be the logo of the show for today, right? Oh,
no. Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
That looks like your typical wrestling
fan. Look at my eyes. Am I coming or going? You'll never
That's
know.
A black shirt.
This is a black shirt right here. All right, Brian.
Black
Peppers.
Shirt Peppers. Dapper's got to book this guy.
Yeah.
The world You're not getting booked. Eye com. Poker outer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That was fucking hysterical.
I wonder if there's going to be pictures of me with the belt from the show.
And that's going to be the crowd's point of view right there.
On YouReNotGettingBooked.com. I wonder if that's going to happen.
So what happened to this dog that's all fucked up?
Well,
that's just how it looks.
He witnessed the sex offenses.
This dog has just been given the Guinness World Record for dog with the largest eyes, a whopping 1.1 inches in diameter.
Damn.
Hmm. That's almost as big as Earth.
Yes.
It's pretty big.
I feel like this dog's just going, oh, what?
Huh? Don't they give the record to the owner? Like, owner of the dog with the biggest eyes?
Probably.
I can't believe the story. Without that guy, I can't believe that story made it on here. Did you send this, Kevin?
No. No, real quick. I know exactly what's going on in the picture where you can't see. There's somebody blowing in his asshole.
On a similarly related note, there
hold
is...
Hold on. Oh. I think the reason he looks like that is because his daughter just came home with a black lab.
Really loud
with a black
right
lab!
Kev,
look at Jen.
What I tell you about dating
MJ.
Them black labs?
I can actually hear them in the headphones.
They're
like,
dogs
like
too.
Clearly.
Yeah. I hear the black labs have
Steve,
dicks.
Steve, can you keep it down? I'm trying to listen to the stories.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You.
Oh, sorry.
You know what's sad when the couch is more interesting than the show?
Probably is.
No, we got them cracking up in studio. We got
they're rolling. Yeah,
they're rolling. Their seats.
You know, when I was a kid, every year for Christmas, I would get a Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah,
and it was always like pretty.
You would get in.
Fuck up.
You would get
rash having motherfucker.
Actually, I'd be pretty pissed. I like.
Well, wait, what was your record?
What?
You said you would get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, I would get a Guinness Book.
So you had the record for the most copies of the Guinness Book of World. What is it eating? No, no.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but my rash has spread to my left arm.
No one cares. You're done.
That's a kid's sunglasses.
You're
anyway. What were you saying? Guinness Book of Turd Records.
Yeah, and it was always like, you know, longest this, longest that, this, fattest, whatever. Now it's like world's biggest
things.
Boxes of pasta. I'm not even kidding. Look. The world's biggest box of
pasta. I bet you I could make a bigger one than that.
That's so fake.
That's how what everybody
it,
said.
How is it like, but how is that what? Limited? How can you limit something like that?
I'll tell you what, Matt would probably eat that in one sitting.
I might be able to do that.
How does the next... fucking pasta guys just go, all right, I'm just going to make another box that's bigger than this. Real
quick. It's like 2 inches bigger.
Fill it up.
There is a...
Matt, how tall is that guy, by the way?
It's probably 5'11".
Probably in that range.
You're wrong.
Basing by the size of his head in proportion to his feet.
Well, does
and,
it say how big the box is?
Yeah.
You're wrong. He's 4'9".
Actually, no, it's 12 feet tall box. He's a little bit taller, so he's like 12'2".
12'2". Yeah.
Well, let's see what other things we have here.
There's a local girl. Oh,
what?
Boy. There's the shortest man.
We don't care about him.
There's a local Middletown resident who has the world record for the... she is the owner of the largest domestic hair.
Like rabbit?
Yes. Huh. Or not largest. Oldest. Oldest. It's like 14 years old or something, which
Jesus.
Is like
they only
very
live
old.
For like 6 years, right?
Yeah, it's very old. That's like 120 years in like human years or something.
Wow.
But yeah, the oldest domesticated hair.
which I saw an enormous hare running across the street the other day.
Yeah,
no, you don't know.
Oh, it's causing feedback.
Yeah, it was going through the computer.
You're receiving data, and it's going in through the computer, and it's, yeah. It's,
I know.
You can't control it.
Anyone know the origin of the Guinness Book of Records?
The origin?
It goes back pretty far, but.
It actually was the Guinness Beer Company. Just putting on little competitions to set silly records.
Really?
Yeah.
Silly that's records. A fact?
Yeah.
Going back to what, like 1900?
I don't know the year. I just know that something that's, like that. Just some dudes with some really thick beer are like, let's do some shit.
See, now shit just got serious on the couch.
Shit just got
serious.
And
we're just still having fun.
Okay. Anyway. So continue. We have nothing to do with
we're wild and crazy
guys. You know,
guys.
Going back to the phone thing.
Let's go back to the Guinness
what had just happened was Lauren put her phone down and without realizing it. It interfered with the computer and the mics.
It was transmitting
data. I was at a bar. I was actually at the Dublin House years ago. And I had an old phone, an old flip phone or something. I don't know. Remember when they used to make the noise in the speakers or anything?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Shut up, Sean.
It was before his time.
Yes.
He wasn't allowed to own a phone yet.
We get it. You're young. And there was some guy playing guitar, and my phone made the speakers.
Really?
And it was so loud. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Well, for a while, there was somebody with a very powerful like radio or CB radio in a truck that would drive past my house every night, and my computer speakers would freak out every time he drove by. All of a sudden, I would just be like,
"Breaker five!"
Oh, here. Because it was a big, massive truck, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, "Here it comes!"
I'm like, "That's exactly what it did."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I did that. And then the Dublin House speakers.
Yeah, it's data. That's like literally data catching in through
the waves,
the radio waves. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're not gonna bite me. You will not bite me.
So anyway, we got some more.
You can't bite when I'm hands like that.
Are there any other interesting world records here?
Oh, my God. Oldest twins.
Oldest twins. Okay, I get that. That's
oldest
okay.
pair of prostitutes. Okay.
Shortest woman. We've seen her a couple times.
Okay. Would you? With the shortest woman, would you?
Steve?
Could you is the question.
Yeah, really.
Could you do it?
Steve? Yes. Would you let her wrap her body around your wiener?
I let her hang from mine. Just like.
How old is she?
Is it like an uneven parallel bar?
18.
That's an 18-year-old.
She's legal.
She's legal.
In India.
But
so
I guarantee you there are laws that prevent you from doing it anyway.
Could you imagine a hand job from that?
A body job.
A body job.
You know what?
I'm just imagining just like her two little hands is going.
you know what? She's 18? That's confirmed 18?
Yeah, well, that's what it says there.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Okay. All right, legit. How much do you think like she can make some money doing porno? Like she could make.
She's already in Bollywood.
She is adorable.
Yeah, in like a 2-year-old kind of way.
She is
the size of a 2-year-old.
She's twice the size of the Book of World Records.
She is. She's double the height.
So that's pretty big.
She's the size of a Transformers Fortress Maximus figure.
Which you have fucked. So.
I have two of them, actually. I cheat on one with the other one. She is 18, yeah.
All right, Steve, is she bigger or smaller than the Fievel doll?
About the same size, actually.
You know what? Yeah.
With the hat, the
if
same
you can
size.
Shove some cotton up her puss, I'd fuck her. Polyester mix. Dress her up in the little Fievel outfit.
A little 75-25 polyester mix.
Yes.
Look at the gap tooth broad behind them. Yeah. Just looking on like.
She's like, I wish I was the smallest person in the world.
I would have sex with her if my dick wouldn't go through her head.
And then there's the white guy with the yellow ties. Who's like, can't wait to get out of this smelly fucking place.
I can't wait to stop shitting.
I'd lay her down. She'd be like, no, tu poku.
That guy's got to have the world record for the ugliest tie.
Yes.
This guy's just got a banana peel hanging from his neck.
All right, what else we got?
You are so right. That woman in the background, like,
we're gonna get the tallest guy, right?
She's like
Sultan Kozan.
She's like, I'm the worst. I got a stupid colored dot.
She's up next for like the most boring woman in India. Hi guys.
after this, can you find out what different colored dots mean?
You know, she's actually on a reality show. It's called India's Top Shit Eating Grin.
I loved her in Bollywood.
I really do want to see her next to a Fort Max. That would be funny. She
could
like wrestle.
Fight it, yeah. Body That's step. What they should do. Get like remote control toys to fight her.
MJ said he would fuck her, and then I said, really? And he said no, and he said because she's an Indian.
Oh, okay. That's your line.
If this was a short white woman, I would be all over her.
MG?
All right, let's see what's next.
Oh, what is boy. This? Gayest men.
World's gayest couple.
Longest curtsy? See, that's stupid.
That is terrible.
5 minutes.
And that's not even that long. Even,
but that's what people are doing now. They are finding ridiculous things just to set a record.
Yeah.
They're entirely breakable. But oh,
it's a world record. Nobody else is.
I'm going to go for longest curtsy, but I'm going for length over time.
Really?
Oh.
I'm going to do the longest curtsy.
Oh. Like from here to there.
Fuck yeah.
Wait, now. That's what you do. Now, like. Is this like how long they hold the end pose or how long it takes them to go from standing position to the full finish?
Yeah.
Like it takes 5 minutes for them to actually
complete
the duration.
I would fucking hate to watch that.
Because, like, who can't stand in place for 5 minutes?
But seriously.
Well, look, that was something like
Michael J. Fox.
I do have a hard time.
Michael J. Fox.
This one's fucking stupid.
Fucking Tobey Maguire.
Horrendous. Next. Yes.
What is that? It's, I can't read that.
That's Matt's bedroom. Village.
Yeah, this is
for the most
bedroom.
Completed Kyle, Lego sets gone. In a private collection.
Oh.
That's pretty interesting. That's got to be like
pretty huge.
An entire house full of Lego sets.
I can assure you, whoever assembled that has only had sex with
Lucy,
his hand.
Lucy, his name's dog's Lucy.
What does that say? Smallest working dog?
Wait, Lucy.
It's the smallest working dog at 6.6 police dog in Japan.
Epsikin.
Oh, working. I thought they meant like working like it can walk and stuff.
With two AA batteries. It does a backflip.
They mean gainfully employed.
Okay.
It's the smallest working dog.
I'm a day laborer.
Oh, we pulled him over. The man's running on foot. Quick, get him, Yorkie.
Get right. Lucy.
Hey, that dog.
Oh, my God.
That dog almost had thicker eyebrows than Sean.
Yeah.
Ooh.
More twins.
Go back.
Everybody is like just talking here.
Yeah. Left or right? Which one would you bang?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
More time.
The right one's a goer.
Yeah.
You could tell.
The right one's a man.
They are celebrating their 102nd birthday.
102nd and second.
Second.
Is that so?
Second.
You could tell
second.
The one on the right made her own sweater, too. So she's crafty.
Yeah. It only took her 102 years
crafty.
To make it.
She's good with her hands.
Yeah. Thank you.
Deceased.
That's the joke that I missed.
Oh, my God.
Most diamonds set in one ring.
Oh,
diamonds.
Oh, I thought that was the most painful fisting.
Yeah. Yeah. It also doubled as a fucking vibrator.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this that old vibrator?
Those are very lovely hands, by the way.
2,525 cut diamonds.
It looks like the head of like a beetle.
Yeah, it does.
A rhinoceros beetle. We're back to this girl.
That girl again. What is this?
She's trying to find what's wrong with my rash.
What is this, like a hand job competition?
Longest Christmas cake.
Chocolate log.
World's largest chocolate log?
Dude. I got some pictures that will break this record.
Yes. Is that Mandingo?
What is this?
It's a 1 kilometer long cake.
This is what I'm
cake.
Saying. They're just making stupid shit.
Yeah, but that's semi-impressive. 1 kilometer long?
It is pretty impressive.
Coins?
Centavos.
Record? All right, just some broad kneeling.
This is fucking
this is really stupid.
See, it's
the world's largest bra.
Brazette.
The world's largest pink bra.
I want to see the tits that fit.
12.
Yeah.
Is that 1,222? Nope, I lied. 12,228 cup.
Steve, would you do the chick that has to wear this bra?
I would at least fuck her tits.
1,222 B.
Oh, sorry. B.
B. It's a B cup.
Oh,
it's only a B cup.
Forget it.
You could be on those tits.
Fucking
and
flat,
then,
so.
It has a 34B bust, though.
Yeah.
All right, professional show going on, folks.
Semi.
What is this?
World's worst ankles.
Smallest living cat.
Oh.
What?
2.3.
Stupid.
So,
what
wait,
is that? Wait,
go back.
Hold on.
No, go back. Hold on.
Oh, my God. She's so cute.
No, definitely not. What is this?
This is the, right here is the world's shortest living cat. It measures at 6 inches tall, floor to shoulder, and weighs 4 pounds and 2.3 ounces.
And its name is Jizz Girl. No, Fizz.
Fizz Girl.
What? That cat doesn't look that small. Is that like a
2-year-old
next to it?
To be honest with you, I had a cat that was a midget. I've mentioned it before. That was small.
A runt?
It was a straight up midget.
Midget cat.
Yeah, it had short fucking hands and everything.
That cat doesn't look that small.
Where are you all going?
Well, apparently you've never seen a smaller one.
I fucking hate cats. Hashtag
is that
ocean
is that what
That's
she's
why
there?
He takes dick in his mouth.
I'm allergic, so. Mm-hmm.
Me
so,
too.
World's smallest living cat. Where can I see world's smallest dead cat?
I slept at my...
It really doesn't look that small.
I slept at my fiance's house for the first time ever, like when we first started dating. And she has a cat, and I never liked cats.
So I
don't like you
I
either.
Slept there. So we, you know, slept in a room. The cat's been up there. I woke up the next morning.
Couldn't breathe.
Could not breathe. My eyes were swollen shut. It was an awful situation.
Oh, it was a heat rash.
I also slept at his fiance's. I slept on the floor of the family room. I woke up to see the cat standing over me, and I said, "Oh, hey, kitty." I tickled it under its chin, and it proceeded to vomit all over my face.
Yep, yep, yep.
Fuck that cat.
And then, as I reared back to punch it in its stupid cat head, it ran away.
Stupid cat head.
But nobody worry, that cat has ceased to live.
Wait, the new one?
Ceased to live.
The old one. And then my fiance.
Yeah, cat karma's a bitch.
Being a fucking dumbass, says, "Oh, Mother's Day, I got my mom a kitten. Not I'm going to get, I got."
Going back to this cat on the television here.
Oh, cats are the
wouldn't you
worst.
Say that based upon this picture that the cat we're seeing is virtually life size? Like,
I mean, I don't think
it's
very
here.
Small. I guess it has short legs. It's not that, like, you know.
You would think that because that's not much different than a regular cat.
Like I said, it just has shorter legs.
Yeah, it's just has short legs.
Length is still, length and girth, same thing.
Yeah, it's like Danny DeVito. Danny yourself. DeVito's got like a human body, but wow. Really tiny legs.
Yeah, he does. He's a tiny dude.
He's very small.
He's 4'11", actually.
4'10".
Anyone else think those are cadaver legs next to this cat?
Yeah, seriously.
CGI. It's all CGI'd.
Ew. Do we want to do
Let's
more of
going.
These?
Yeah, keep going. Going. I want to see this freak next to him.
That thing is so adorable.
It's Rachel's
hat. Hey, Bridget is a college student from Illinois. She's
22.
Just declared.
I'm getting Illinois at her shirt. Look at that. Wow.
Matt. She is the world's shortest woman. Ranking it at a whopping 2 feet 3 inches.
Nobody.
So what's that other bitch?
Wait. What is the Indian girl qualify? She's short. The other one's only 24 inches.
Oh, that's the international one.
What? Yes.
Nobody recognizes SNL's Rachel Dratch.
It is Rachel Dratch.
Matt, first off, do that produce voice with this thing.
What? How am I gonna do that? It has to
she
be
has
produce
a fucking
related.
Because she looks like she would have that with a little kazoo.
Wow.
Kazoo.
Yeah, does she have like that? What's with her throat?
Is that jewelry or is that like?
I think it's holding her
is
head
that
on.
Her life. Like
it looks like if you like flick the top to M&M minis.
Maybe M&M's.
It's just
out
a fucking Pez dispenser.
That's it. There you go. Oh, we're coming. We're coming up to the
the
world's longest
world
tongue. I can see. I recognize the black girl.
And if you're wondering, she is 1.5 inches shorter than a previous record holder.
Damn. Whoa.
Oh, I have that same outfit. Couple. That same shirt.
They have
her
a TV
brother.
Show, right?
What is
she's
this?
She's only 20. Imagine what she's. Oh, they didn't even say feet in this one.
That's her.
She's 38 inches.
Go.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
So she's 27. He's 38.
You're right. I'm sorry.
He's 20.
She's 27 inches. Her husband is 38 inches.
Mm. How big do you think his pieces?
She likes her 20-year-old brother, Brad.
Huh? My favorite part is that the 38-inch husband is wearing a Team Tap
My favorite
shirt.
Part of this whole
yeah.
thing
your brother.
Is that all of you have gotten it wrong, and it's right in front of your face. He's the 20-year-old brother, Brad.
I just said that twice.
No, you didn't, Bridget.
All right, Bridget the midget. All
right, well, Brad, the 20-whatever-year-old brother, is wearing a Team Tap Out shirt.
He really is.
Who the fuck is he going to tap out?
Her. He instead of choking,
the ankle biter.
Instead of choking, he just shoves his finger in her tray.
I got
hole.
Your pinky toe. I got your pinky toe. Tap, bitch.
Anyone notice that she's got like a horse leg where her knee bends the wrong way?
Her calves are just that defined.
She's a fucking centaur.
She's got a quarter of an inch forearm.
Holy shit. Yeah, what if he does it? You know how like mothers like back in the day used to grab kids by their ear? Mm-hmm. What if he just like sticks a finger right in her tray and goes, come here.
Oh my goodness.
By the way her elbow bends, she can itch some places we can't.
No shit. She has places we don't.
Ew, she has a pussy.
Would you?
Oh boy.
I can't.
Would you do the Indian girl first?
Would you at least munch the box?
Oh my goodness.
I would probably feel her tits.
That's just like an appetizer.
It's got to be bad enough.
I feel like my penis would go...
Next picture.
Actually, not that my penis is so big, but I'm pretty sure she's so short that my penis would, like, pierce her
Even
heart.
If your penis was small, Sean, with those glasses she's wearing, it'd be huge, like
this
big
bullshit?
Long kibasa.
Longest
right
hot dog?
The 47 feet.
I know what's...
47 feet, 5 inches.
What's cropped out of the picture is somebody's deep-throating the other end of this.
just
what are they cooking
the conveyor
in? What is
it in?
The giant grill.
Yeah, they have a bunch of huge, wide grills that they use in, like... Inner city parties.
No, this is not grills.
There it is.
No, go back.
Would you?
My balls, bitch.
Would you?
Is Gina Simmons.
That bitch
Gina
would get
Simmons?
Like fully inserted.
I stumbled on that one.
Gina
she ate
Simmons.
My butthole. Her tongue is a whopping 3.8 inches from tip to top
That's
lip.
That's longer than my penis.
Damn.
Tip, not even to the end of the tongue, just to the top lip.
I didn't realize until recently, because I stuck my tongue out at somebody, that they pointed out, they said that I have a long tongue. Obviously, it's not like... It.
That's pretty long.
Man, what the fuck are you trying to do?
That's pretty long.
Okay, you may have a long tongue, but I have a wide tongue.
Let's see it. The mic is in the way. I can't see. That is pretty wide.
It almost touches your huge chin.
What do I have? Anything?
Yeah, failure.
AIDS.
Yours is about an inch shy of your chin.
Yours looks welcoming of ice cream cones.
See, and this isn't limbered up. This is just like, this is coming out cold. Like, not stretching.
Coming out cold. Cold out the gate.
You stretching it?
Warming up.
Oh, God.
I just came.
Can you get it into your nostril?
Can't do it.
Cannot do it.
I used to be able to do this.
You can go down, but you can't go up.
Can't get it. Yeah, see, look, Kev can get his nose. I can't get my nose for some reason.
I can
like, push it up to my nose, but I can't, like...
I think it's more that your tongue doesn't want to go near your nose.
See, I can stick out my tongue and touch my nose.
I can do that, too.
The aristocrats.
You're so fucking stupid.
The aristocrats doing everything you did in kindergarten.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Remember when we used to.
But this chick's got like.
Yeah.
I let her tongue.
Hey, dude, you can't lick your elbow.
All right, so Steve, we're confirming. Yes. Salad.
What?
You would?
No.
You wouldn't take why? Robert
she's
from
that
why? Why? She's black.
Could you imagine?
I would do her. I would let her slob on my knob because she could suck my dick and lick my asshole at the same time.
At the same time.
No, it's
not. This is why you get rashes. From
her? It has nothing to do with the fact she's black.
It's because of her weave.
It's because of the cross around her neck.
Right? How white is her tongue? How white is her tongue?
I think it's just an overexposed photo.
It's
also the contrast of her dark,
white
dark
tongue
skin.
That or she has gingivitis.
Longest beard. I can see that.
All right.
Oh, God. I know a guy who looks like that.
Now, this is a guy with thousands of piercings all over his face.
453 studs and rings all over his body. Mm-hmm.
He looks like the guy from Drop Dead Fred.
Similar.
It looks like...
But with hundreds of piercings.
Including...
It looks like Mad Magazine guy just headbutted a box of nails.
He has 94 piercings in and around his lips, 25 on his eyebrows, 8 in his nose... And 270, oh my God.
Gross.
That does not say that.
78 in his but genital area.
Next up, we got Foxy Cleopatra.
I do got to admit, though.
Wait, no. Can we 278 piercings in his genital area.
That's gross.
Nobody.
I said gross.
Well, did you see his face? What were you expecting to be down there?
All right.
You're expecting maybe a
Finley.
That's the largest afro. That seems pretty.
No, I think that is a naturally growing afro. From what I've
I would actually
seen. Yeah, I've already looked through not this particular exactly one, but she's been in a couple times. I think that is how her hair grows.
Yeah, let's just ignore Jermaine Jackson's face and just look at the size of her tits.
Yeah,
4 feet 4 inches.
That's pretty serious.
What, the tits?
I want to see her fucking circumference.
It's a fucking circumference.
I want to see your afro nipples too.
Afro nipples. Oh!
What is that? Longest upper lip?
121 years.
World's greatest warman face.
She's 121. Can you fucking believe that?
Jesus.
Wow. All she eats is fucking fried rice and fucking egg rolls.
She's pretty recent because the last racist. Oldest was like 115, 116. So that's pretty fucking
she
mold.
Just looks exhausted.
She looks like she just smelled a really awful fart.
She's like, enough already.
Like, again.
It was her own, too.
Oh, again.
And she's not that wrinkly.
I'm actually about to admit to you guys
she's Asian.
Probably eats an onion a day. That's a true story.
Okay. So, Steve.
Would you?
Would you do onion breath?
Maybe 100 years ago.
Steve. I just want you to stare deep into that wrinkly mouth.
Okay.
And just think about that wrapped around your phallus.
Well, the reason why it's wrinkly is because my penis used to be in it, and that's all stretch marks around it.
Holy shit. Look at it this way. She's 121, which puts her 100 years ago would have been 1912.
Uh-huh.
21 years past that puts her at 1892. Can that's you fucking old. Believe that?
That's old. We are rapidly approaching that. There will be no people left from the 1800s. It's coming up.
Nice.
But now that she's been discovered, we got a little reprieve there.
Fucking Jacqueline Chan.
Jackie Chan.
So, yeah, I would have probably 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's her nickname.
She been
Come on.
Now this is biggest thigh?
Actually, this
just
is,
one, though. Yeah. Just one thigh.
This is Pauline Potter, a 47-year-old Californian who is 643 pounds.
She has the biggest bunt I have ever seen in my life.
I thought it was a gunt.
She is the world's heaviest woman.
No, a gunt is a gut and a cunt.
That's
she's got a bunt.
All right, is it just
a gut? That is a gut.
Call it what you want. It's disgusting.
Is it just the angle, or is her left leg obscenely larger than her right leg?
It is.
I think it's like a.
That's what it is. It's got cellulitis.
No.
Like fluid
it's the camera angle.
Leg there.
Trust me. I know from this dude. It's his initials are GM.
But she's only six. Only, and I
if you
use
look
the
right
quotes.
At him. One leg is a little bit bigger than the other as he sits sideways, but then he turns to you and you go, man, those son bitches, same size.
Symmetrical.
She's only 643 pounds. That other girl's 835 pounds.
Yeah, but see, 434 is in her leg.
It's all in how you carry it.
You know what's funny is I'm willing to bet there isn't a sock on that other foot.
You know what? I'm willing to bet she started off in the middle of the couch. It collapsed, and she went towards the side, and they just turned the camera to make it look like she was just sitting on the couch.
And she's so happy.
The foundation of the house came out, and she rolled to the other end of the couch.
And she's just like,
why is she so happy?
I fell.
She's happy because she just realized she got her period.
Really?
I felt my pussy. All
right, there are 98 of these.
So let's skim through them.
All right, yeah.
Let's see. Ready? Don't care. Wait.
Don't care. Oldest person.
Oh, that
care.
Previously.
Biggest tackle. Nobody
what is
cares.
This? The world's largest fishing lure.
No. Next.
$80 hot dog.
Yeah, that's a big wiener right
who
there.
Who cares?
Group shower next.
Group shower.
See a lot of little boobies there.
World largest hot dog.
Whoa.
Nobody cares.
Can you just get to the world's largest tits?
World's largest mojito. Yes. Again, nobody cares. Made in a darn cave for no reason.
Largest pick table. Next.
Oh, this
yeah.
kid. Yes.
I know this fucking
winner,
kid.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
This fucking kid.
Does that say rape on his shirt? What does that say?
What?
Babe? What does it
babe,
say?
Babe, he's from like some foreign country. I've actually seen shit on him. This kid
yeah, he's Chinese.
This kid also smokes a pack of cigarettes a day.
Get the fuck out of here.
Is that the same kid?
I swear my fucking life.
Guangdong.
Can we just...
Guangdong.
There's got to be something on YouTube or something about him.
And Danny says he's a Chinese delivery guy.
Next.
Oh, man. He looks like he should be wearing a fundoshi.
I don't know what that is.
I think he's talking
dude,
about
dude, I would
this.
Not want to take a round
see?
From him. See his fucking feet?
Is
what
that
is
you?
This?
Oh, Danny.
Danny. There it is.
Is that your rant? Is that your rant?
Iran, 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 Shu.
This is incredible.
Beep, beep, delivery.
He doesn't have eyes.
No.
He's got like a rascal type scooter.
He's got a little tiny scooter.
All right, let's fly through the rest
what
of this.
What else you got?
Keep going. Large ice cream cape next.
Nobody cares. Tallest teen girl, you're
okay.
Ugly.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How tall is she?
Largest Lego tower. Nobody cares. For the people Matt
tweet
knows.
It.
So how tall is this bitch?
6'10".
Who is this bitch?
Signed.
Undertaker, eat your heart out.
Signed. World's largest hiking boot. Get a
stupid.
Fucking job.
Ew.
What is this?
Contender.
World's smallest. He's only a contender.
World's
oh, so when the other one dies.
Yet, yeah.
World's smallest rapeable.
He's
75. Oh.
What is this?
She's 114.
See, there's like a few previous record holders.
Yeah,
now we're getting back into the ages. I don't like it.
Youngest grandma.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, fucking thing.
Is that a chick? Because I'd fuck her.
Yes.
That's the dad from Teen.
Never mind.
She's the 11-year-old from, cover your nuts, Bangkok. She's hairy.
And I take back my fuck.
If her face looks that, I wonder what her muff looks like.
205.
Why does it smell like Pine Sol in here?
This one is driving a car at the highest speed on ice, reaching 205.48 miles per hour.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Oh, my God. We're fucking fetching
I wonder if it's
now.
Got some slicks on it.
World oldest cake.
Oldest cake. Well, it's because it was 8,000 preservatives, and it lasted.
Next.
Fuck this. Largest gathering. Nobody
Next.
Cares.
Come nope. over this. Let's do themes.
Yeah. Let's get this.
So,
oh, okay.
Oh,
no,
go back.
I saw tits. Go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, look at those titties.
The big one is not. That is not
okay.
originally.
I'm gonna read this description. At 6'8", Amazon Eve Wright might be the world's tallest model. The Federation of World Records has already bestowed the title upon the lowering beauty. Oh, I'm sorry, towering beauty.
Yeah.
Holy shit, 6'8", and she's a model, and her tits are huge.
That was a dude.
It wouldn't be an episode of The Aristocrats.
Ah, damn it.
I saw this picture, and I was like,
wait
a minute. I'm like, wait a minute. That can't be.
Fuck.
Can't be. So I did some research.
Yes, oh, it's official.
She kind of talks, in quotes, speaks as if she's always been a woman, but it's kind of like a foggy past.
Nobody could stop me as I was going on my rant.
No, we wanted you to... Nope. Actually, Matt had already said it was a man, and then you still...
Really?
Yeah.
You were so enamored by her enormous breasts that you did not...
Fuck.
You wanted to believe your own reality.
Shit.
But anyway, getting away from the world records.
Obscure recipes.
Miniature laundry detergent packets. Kids are eating these things, apparently.
What?
Yeah, have you seen these little things?
It's fuck you up.
It probably kills you.
Yeah, probably.
But the thing is...
Not like getting high. Like, ooh, candy, and then barfing and
stuff. Oh, it's not like a fad. Like,
no, kids as in like small children.
Smoking the bath salts and all that shit. Yeah. Like, it's not like that.
Well, they're very small. They're like usually bright colors, like bright red or bright orange. And they have like the crystal stuff in them.
Mine are blue.
Yeah, and kids fucking eat them because they're
so stupid
dumb.
Asses.
So that's something going on.
Interesting. I'm sorry. We shouldn't put "do not eat" on anything you can't eat. That's ridiculous.
Pretty much, they do.
They shouldn't.
Like those silica packets.
Yes.
You're not supposed to eat those.
Oh, I thought they were chiclets.
Let's see. KFC has been using one of their. You know how they have the mysterious. What was that? Oh, that was you.
That was Sean.
The mysterious. Recipe for their whatever spices and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
The 6,000 herbs and spices.
6,000. Well, one of their spices is...
arsenic.
Uses wood harvested from Indonesia's rainforest, destroying the habitat of the endangered Sumatran tiger.
Okay.
Wait, so are you trying to say that they're going to save a tiger and ruin our chicken?
Exactly.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, or either that, they're just going to have to get rid of one of their spices or replace it.
No.
Replace it. I won't have it any other way.
No, there's at least a dozen herbs and spices that make this
chicken.
I think
it's 11.
Dude. Shit. I'm on a roll here, and you just step
I think
on
it's
me.
One shy of a dozen.
No, it's at least a dozen.
Welcome to my life.
Herbs and spices that makes this chicken so delicious.
It is pretty good.
I don't care how many tigers die. I need to eat a whole bucket of food that makes me feel like shit after the fact.
Duh. I will
makes
murder
me feel like shitting.
I will murder a baby tiger with my bare hands.
I will
just
rape
to get some fucking extra crispy.
Rape a tiger?
I will rape a baby tiger.
Bape. I will bape a tiger.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
I'll bape a tiger. I will tie up a mother tiger and rape its young to eat some KFC right now.
KFC is pretty good.
Hey, is your dog allowed to eat beer cans?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
She's
just playing.
Official list of words feds monitor on social networking sites.
Hmm. Oh, assassinate Obama?
Wow.
You didn't just
say
that, did you? this official list was coming out. This is if you're actually chatting with your friends on social networks, it's being monitored by the government, and they're looking for keywords. And there's a lot of them, so I'm not going to read
diarrhea.
Them all. But yeah, things like diarrhea. No, man.
Endless diarrhea fountain.
Things like assassination, attack, domestic security, drill, exercise, cop, law enforcement, blah, 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 blah. And the list goes on and on and on.
Is cunnilingus on there?
No, oddly enough. Bomb is, crash, looting, riot, emergency landing, pipe bomb.
Wow, so CM Punk getting a lot of people in trouble.
Just answer this. Is angel dust on the list?
Probably not. I don't think they're looking for drugs.
I'll have you know I've never once tweeted angel dust. I've used street terms.
You did.
Thank you very much.
Probably tweet 9/11 deaths, though.
Wait, did I?
You're getting dragged by the government.
Oh,
of 9/11 dust.
Oh, no.
I'm never tweeting you again.
Oh, no. They already got you.
Oh, yeah.
If they know me, they know you.
Fuck.
Steve looks like he's pondering life's...
Steve has closed his laptop.
Yeah, he's done.
He's stroking.
Well, there's nobody
face.
For him to talk to in the chat. So
yeah, I mean, he's only got 5 minutes.
There's
so,
no
I mean,
jiggy.
He's just enjoying
there's
it.
No hammy. There's no.
I'm serious. I really cannot believe not a single person's come to the chat. The whole
I
night.
Can.
Oh, why is that?
But Big Game James is here.
Hey.
In person.
Oh,
that's
wait,
right. Live
wait,
and in person.
What is this? You plug Big Game James now. 10 people are here.
Damn.
Oh, we got this girl here.
Oh, ooh. Precious.
Maybe Matt can read that story, because I can't read from this distance.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Shoplifted beer, bacon, and cheese.
Lanisha
Shafay Appling.
You got that? Whoa, really? Okay. That's her name?
That's what it looks like to me.
Lanisha Shafay Appling.
You know what?
Wow.
You know what I heard though.
I like the ad.
Lanisha don't live here. Piggly Wiggly. No more.
The Georgia woman, 26, was so determined to shoplift beer, bacon, cheese, and chicken wings. I was reading Piggly Wiggly. Chicken wings from a Piggly Wiggly that she punched, spit at, and pepper sprayed store workers who confronted her. As she tried to flee the supermarket Wednesday afternoon, according to cops.
So she was just on a fucking tear, and she just wanted cheese, bacon, and chicken.
Oh my God, read
how much it was worth.
Ready? Here we go. Appling, pictured in the adjacent mugshot, allegedly hit items worth $88.27
wow.
in a canvas bag. That's barely a misdemeanor.
Wow, she actually had a canvas bag. Like it was an old-fashioned getaway. Did it have a dollar sign on it? Look at her mugshot. It's like she's happy.
She's like, I can't wait to get to those bakers.
I think she thinks she's doing like a glamour shot.
She's just thinking of whether or not they're going to give her back the bacon. Yeah. And she's looking pretty positive about it.
It's probably sitting on the desk and she's like, I know you got my bacon over there.
She attempted to check out only putting one item on the counter, according to a worker quoted in an Athens Clark County Police Department report.
Rest of this is mine.
Oh, my nigga. Breakfast for the rest of us.
I think she looks like a nice lady.
When a Piggly Wiggly employee who had been tipped to the pilfering by a shopper asked Appling about the concealed items, she tried to exit the store. Wow. So when you get asked about stuff, you just, nope, I don't got them. I don't got them.
Peace.
I seen them go that way, nigga.
Jesus.
Where are the white men at?
She pulled out some pepper spray and sprayed him in the face. Like, seriously, like, if you can afford
now,
to get
wait,
the pepper spray.
Now, wait, do you think it was
pepper
spray, or do you think it was pepper from the Piggly Wiggly?
Might have been pepper from the Piggly Wiggly. She literally just took, like, his pepper shaker and just, like, right in the face. Oh, my goodness. Appling kept spraying as several workers tried to keep her from fleeing. The 340-pound Appling also allegedly punched Orr, who was the cashier or whatever.
What's her name?
The chick? Yeah. Lanisha Shafay Appling.
No, the one she punched.
Wait, no, Jonathan
Orr?
Her last
name is Orr.
That's fucking, that's Blindside.
Oh, really, is it?
That's Michael Orr.
Spit on the 28-year-old employee. That's ridiculous. After she successfully bolted, I doubt she bolted from anywhere at 340 pounds. She's freaking Mark Henry's little
after
sister.
After she slowly walked.
Yeah,
as she lumbered away from the Piggly Wiggly.
After she rascaled away on her rascal.
Okay, as she successfully bolted from the Athens store, Appling was dropping beer cans out of her purse.
Oh, my
burr phone. That's ridiculous.
I need my burr phone everywhere.
Scroll down, Derek. Responding to a 911 call, a cop reported spotting a very large black female in a purple dress standing there screaming at two employees. This is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. This sounds like something that Webmonster Mike would witness.
Yeah.
Who followed her outside the Piggly Wiggly, which was filled with a choking cloud of pepper spray. This is probably the best story we've done in months. Police then arrested Appling, or as I call her, Appalling, whose rap sheet includes several prior shoplifting convictions and outstanding arrest warrants in three Georgia counties. This is not surprising.
How are we going to feed all kids?
Oh, man. Okay, cops prepared an inventory of the items Appling sought to swipe. 5 packages of cheese. I guess those were going to Sean's house. 8 cans of Coors Light. Vegetable oil. Chicken wings.
Man.
5 packages of bacon. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't mind hanging out with her if she's cooking this stuff.
Sounds
up.
Like she makes a really killer breakfast.
Definitely. Definitely. As first reported by Athens Banner-Herald, she was charged with a variety of crimes, including aggravated assault, theft, simple battery, and disorderly conduct. Wow.
What a Piggly Wiggly.
Damn.
Steve, would you?
Oh, fucking absolutely not.
340. You were with a girl who was around that weight.
Yeah, she was 6'4", 400.
She was Mark Henry.
7'4", 500 pounds.
You know,
she had a posse.
MJ just came back to me with a legality for that zombie-eating cop killer.
Yeah.
Whatever it goes.
Uh-huh.
Cop killing zombie eater.
Go ahead.
He had every right to just kill and unload.
Really?
Somebody else's life was in danger.
Okay.
True.
Uh-huh.
So, Matt, you were wrong.
That's what I said.
Still an unarmed person.
Well, that Matt was eating the face of another unarmed
person. Fails.
Now,
it was armed with teeth.
Now, if they unloaded a clip or a tranquilizer gun, whichever they had on this fat broad, would that have been okay? Because she but she did pepper spray and assault several people in an attempt to get bacon and chicken.
And actually, if you pepper spray somebody, you could potentially kill them.
That's right.
That is true.
In fact, this thing just came out that a lot of these people that are getting tased,
yeah,
their hearts are stopping.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, whatever.
So, yeah. 340-pound black woman arrested for stealing beer, bacon, cheese, and yeah.
That sounds like some party. That sounds like an aristocrat's party.
What happened
party.
To our theme music game?
I told you, I forgot to do it.
Next week. Yo, one more time, Steve?
One more time, one more time.
Yo, Danny, one more
time.
All right,
we'll be back next week. Matt will be here? Yes, you will be here next week. I don't know. It's not the 10th. You're out of here the 10th.
That is, unless Matt's on a date with...
the 340-pounder.
Next week is the 3rd.
Lonisha.
Whoa.
Lonisha don't live here no more.
I'm gonna go to McDonald's. Can I order the 340-pounder?
Is Lonisha there? Hell no.
They probably would. They would just like squeeze this fat black woman out the drive-thru window. Here you go.
Can I order the me?
Oh, hell no.
I love how the identification was so precise. A very large black woman.
Very large.
Very large.
Yeah, that's a very large black woman.
All right, guys. Well, aristocratsradio.com is a website. CWERadio.com, even though Clutch wasn't here this week to support us. And we'll be back next Sunday live.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Happy Memorial Day.
If you download the show, go on iTunes and give it a little review. That helps us out a lot more than you think. So I'll ask you to do that. Yes.
Careful of the balls, doggy. No biting.
We need that review.
No
like
biting.
Fat bro needs
no
bacon.
Biting.
That's right.
We need that review. No biting. Like,
for every
no.
review I get, no I will biting. Send you a piece of bacon.
No.
Get out of here. You going to do that?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
All right, guys.
Have it on Twitter.
We'll see you next week.
Sit.
Bye. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.